Blog Talk Radio.
Show on Sunday nights, hosted by barbecue superstar Daryl Mass and BWCS. I know we've been gone for a few weeks. We've been competing, vending, vacation, you name it, we've kind of done it, traveled a few thousand miles, and it's good to be back on the air. I believe we're going to have Jim Elster on tonight. I talked to him a little bit earlier in the week. And lots of big things happening with him. And so I think he's going to make it on tonight. And, you know, I encourage everybody to call in. Call in. Let's talk some barbecue. The number to call is 347-202-0263. We're going to talk about some FBA. We're going to talk about a little bit of different stuff tonight. So hopefully Jim makes it in. We'll get to talk to him, and he might be able to give us some insights. You know, we've got a big FBA contest coming up September 12th and 13th in Hobbs, New Mexico. Lee County Black Gold Blowout. And I know that we've got, we actually got some Florida teams coming. And so looking forward to that. That'll be West Texas Pitmaster's first FBA contest. So looking to have some fun and go on fellowship and, you know, meet some of the people that's competing over on the East Coast that we don't normally get to compete with. And so looking forward to that. We got some other stuff coming up here pretty soon. We've got some a couple big caterings. We've got several contests in September coming up. And you know, there's lots going on, lots always going on, seems to be. We seem to have several irons in the fire, and I guess the way we kind of like it, you know. It's always good to, you know, have people around and, like I said, be able to compete in fellowship. We actually competed in our first contest in Colorado a few weeks back in Alamosa, and had a great time up there, great guys, and look forward to, you know, hopefully making that maybe a yearly deal for us up there and compete with some guys and, you know, fellowship with some guys we normally don't get to fellowship with. Of course, we had some Texas and Oklahoma and teams up there. Trick was there and David Quells and American Dream Team, all them, they were all up there. And so we had a good time. Had, I think, 31, 32 teams. So it was a good time. One of the best venues that we've ever been to. It was right on the Rio Grande River in a park out on nice grass, had trees, just a great place to hang out. And so we enjoyed that. And we were kind of middle of the pack up there. You know, I hadn't really know what their player profiles and that stuff is up that way, but we learned a little bit. And you know, sometimes, it, you know, it takes a time or two in a region to kind of figure out what they're doing and you know, what them judges in that area like. And but like I said, we had a great time and enjoyed it. And last weekend we were at the 4th Annual Brass Fest, Lubbock, Texas. Well, a lot of y'all know that Jennifer Campbell, she does Thursday Night Show, one of the big contests that they promote every year. As a matter of fact, it's how we met. And so they had a great time. I think we had somewhere around 74 teams. Ronnie Wade showed up. Of course, he took it. Junior Rares was second. He had the reserve. And you know, we had a good time. We walked about three times ourselves, so, you know, it's always good. And it was a busy weekend for us. We vended also there, and we were the only food vendor selling food. There were some people selling some drinks and stuff like that. And so it was a busy weekend competing and trying to vend, too. Enjoyed it. Worked out well. And so that was kind of, I didn't get home till Sunday afternoon, and we were wore out. We didn't get in from Colorado until, I guess, that Tuesday. And so when we turned around, and I had to have my trotter down there on site, I need to have it down there Thursday night. So he gave me about a day's worth to get that and get everything stocked up, get everything ready, prepped, and get down there so we could compete. They did have a kids' queue. I believe 27 kids. My daughter finally pulled off her first place, got her first grand in Kids Q. And that was, you know, to be honest with you, that made the weekend. So it was great. And I know she was excited. And, you know, we just had a great time. And so, like I said, this group had lots going on. Like I said, we've got September, let's see, weekend after Labor Day weekend, we've got Raider Red Meat cook-off, Dantec, one of our big sponsors. The next weekend, we have the Lee County Black Gold Blowout, the FBA. The week after that, we have the IDC Invitational, which if y'all hadn't heard, people that have the invitation, we're cooking beef short ribs this year. So that'll be something a little different than we've done in the past. Usually a pork product and all the times I've been involved in it. So this will be something a little different. It's in Silverton, Texas this year, which is about 30 minutes from my house, which is great. They generally have it at Grand Prairie, and that's about a six-hour trip for us. And so this year they're having it here. And what they're going to do, they're going to start rotating it into different areas, into different pits. So I think maybe next year, maybe it's going to Arkansas down there with Andy and Randy down there, the Crunk Boys. And, you know, so we'll just see how that progresses. Also, Team of the Year points. Something has changed on that. Starting, I believe, September 1st, the points will start over. That is a physical year for IBCA. They've worked on calendar year on the points, but they have changed it now. So I believe August 31st, it'll end, and it will start September the 1st. So everything will be kind of concurrent, which is kind of nice because, you know, we run the point system in the Panhandle because we have a Team of the Year Panhandle contest too, and we ran it from September 1st to August 31st also. So everything's going to kind of be in sync now. It'll be a little easier to keep up with the new website and everything with IBTA. That'll also make it easier because all the points will run, you know, from that point. And so it'll be easier to track even for our Panhandle stuff and everything else. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's kind of where we're at. It looks like we've got someone in. Looks like from Florida. Let's get them queued in here and see who we have. Hold on just a minute. See if the board's going to work or not. Not give us a bunch of fits. I like that. I've been on for a while. Looks like it. 904-673-4973. Live. Who do we have?
Hey, Lance. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Is it Moody?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. How are you doing, brother?
Pretty good, bro. Pretty good.
So, I say that you competed this weekend. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we did. We did the, it's a series of cook. It's the Mac Daddy Smokers right here in Middleburg, Florida, just south of where I live. And they've been putting on these cooks all year long, and it's like the this weekend was like the next to last cook, so it was a good time to have a good one. So,
how'd you do?
We finished, and this is pretty crazy, we finished second in every single category.
Congrats.
Now get this. For second overall, because the team that fucking beat us got first in every fucking category. So we gave them hell, man. But they, you know, tipped my cap to them. That's impressive. So
that is impressive. But, that's how many teams did y'all have?
This one we only had seven teams. The very first cook of the year, they had like 25 something teams, and it's hotter than balls out here in Florida this time of year. And I know it's hot in Texas too, but I don't think many people just want to come out there and cook on that pavement. But you know, we looked at that as let's get some practice in. You know, we're
dumb
enough to do it. Let's bring it.
Dedication, man. That's what I mean. That's it. I mean, you know, sometimes, you just don't have the perfect results. I mean, it's kind of like out here. Yeah, right now, you know, we've been, you know, around 100 here for, you know, last week or so. And, but, you know, it's like over here, too. I mean, you know, there's been times we're out here in the damn snow with wind blowing 30 miles an hour, you know, competing. And it's like, what the hell were we thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, you walk up, I mean, people's got wool blankets all over their stuff, but he's huddled up or, you know, in the pickup, you know, trucks are idling, heaters are running, you know, they're getting out when they absolutely have to check something. So, yeah, you know, 50. So you never know. That's kind of our world out here. You know, we'll get into the hundreds, and, you know, there's times that, you know, we get down up here around Plainview. I think the coldest since I've lived here has probably been about minus 10 without a wind chill. So, you can have those days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what we always say. If you don't like the weather in Texas, just hang on a day because it'll change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you won't.
Yeah, it's, you know, you see them on the calendar, and then I always want to do it, and I always run it past my my cook team member because I want to do it, but I just tell him, I'm like, all right, man, it's going to be fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think if he'll have a good reason why we shouldn't do it because, I know it'll be hot. I know it'll be all that stuff. But I'm like, well, shit. I'm like, all the teams are going to be against the same elements. You know, I was like, good fun, man. You know, I was like, you know, it could be great, and we can, you know, cook great and all that fun stuff. And I'm like, at the very worst, it'll probably be fun Friday night, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the deal. I mean, it's you know, a lot of times we cook and it's not in the best of the weather and stuff like that. You know, that's just part of the challenge. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's what makes it. I mean, you know, we got to have a little bit of adversity to, you know, keep us going. But,
yeah.
Well, congrats. I thought you got reserved. I seen someone post congratulations to you guys, but they didn't say anything. And so I thought, well, I thought that that may be the case, that you were grand reserve this weekend. And that's always great. That's always a hell of an accomplishment. And, you know, hell, we like those kind of deals. I mean, we like when we have those good cooks and that stuff. You know, I hadn't had much of that this year. But, you know, it's like, just like you said, oh, that, you know, you had seconds all the way. I went to a contest and won the Texas contest and got thirds all the way and into the reserve. And, you know, generally in Texas, the way our scoring system is, you hit three thirds, everybody's like, you got it. Well,
yep.
Oh, Junior took me down that day.
He'll do that.
He hit like two first and like a fourth or a fifth, and he pulled it off, and I was like, you dog. He got me by a point or two, and I was like, but, you know, it was still a good day. And, you just never know. You just never know. And, you know, it can look really good, and paper can look really good, and boom, it happens.
How was we did, you know, it was a four, you know, category cook, and we turned in two of the best categories we have ever turned in. This was, I mean, stuff was absolutely flawless. And then we had two we weren't too crazy about, and of course they, you know, scored the exact same.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just try to go out there and, you know, just put our best meat in the box and, you know, just challenge ourselves just to, like, just do our program and turn our craft in and hope it turns out good. You know, that's sure. Then we're done with it. You know, however they're going to judge it, you know, it's going to be, they're going to have good days and bad days, too.
Yeah.
But we pretty much did that. But,
okay.
Nah, man. It's,
we got another one. Let me log this in. This may be Jim here. I don't recognize this number. Let me see. 863-585, you're live. Who do we have?
Yeah, this is Jim Elser. What's going on, man?
Hey, Jim.
Oh.
Well, we're gonna have a Florida deal tonight. We're going to have a Florida deal out of Texas. How's that? How you like that?
That sounds wonderful.
So we got Blake Moody in the house.
Hey, Blake, how's it going?
Jimmy, the new FBA team of the year, Jim Elser.
Yes, exactly. Well, and not only that, I believe I'm correct, because I thought I'd seen this post, Jim, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you are the Barbecue Superstars Person of the Year also.
That is correct.
I thought Daryl posted that, and then you were right there in the FBA stuff, and you were waiting for this contest. And, man, that is just super, super great. That is an awesome accomplishment. I know you have busted your butt. I've been following you all year in the FBA deals. And,
it's been one of those busy years. I mean, I would have never thought I would would ever do this many contests. I think I did, I didn't have a, from January 1st, the first contest, I think we had one like January 3rd. That was our first contest of the new year. And then I didn't have a break until mid-May. I think I did 20
or
20
in a row.
I was
going to say like 17 or 18 contests or something in there. We're in before I did something. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think I've only taken about 3 or 4 weekends off this whole year. So it's been busy, busy.
So how many have you cooked total so far this year?
Well, I've cooked this year. Well, and this year I've cooked, I think I've cooked every weekend except 4 weekends, I do believe. So I don't know how many. But in the count, the FBA calendar year, which actually started, they switched it at the end of last year. Normally, the FBA calendar for the team year went from January to December. So they decided to make it, you know, we have this, we call our fun cook, just a nothing points. We just get together and have a good time, and they decided to make that, you know, the last contest before the Labor Day weekend is the last, you know, contest. So I was already kind of sucked into this team of year after, you know, last year because they took some of, you know, from September to December and then rolled them over into this 2014.
Okay.
So I was in the battle, you know, last year, you know, leading back and forth the whole year and went down to the last contest in December, and I was leading. It was a 3-way battle with me, Matt Barber, Hot Witch Coolest, and Dana, Big Papa Country Kitchen. And in that last contest, there was only a 5-point difference between us three. And I think Matt was only, he was like 2 or 3 points behind me, and it went down to the last brisket call. He got a 10th or a first place brisket, and then, you know, took the lead. And so, and then they took them points from, you know, from September to December, and then, you know, that was the 2014 clear until this past weekend. So I was kind of sucked into it again. You know, not much that I didn't like doing it, but, you know, I didn't think I would ever do that many contests in a row. I enjoy it. It's just you know, my one thing when I got into this addiction that we call barbecue, I would, you know, one day I would like to, you know, try it for team of the year. You know, that was one of my, you know, bucket list things. And it just, you know, all the cards, you know, fell in the right places. And, we were cooking good last couple of years. And it was another battle, you know, till the end, this weekend. You know, Matt still had a chance. So I guess, you know, we're pretty blessed of, you know, we've had some, you know, the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been really cooking well.
Well, I mean, that's an awesome accomplishment. And, you know, that's, those team of the year deals are big. And, you know, we've been involved in a couple of different ones. And, you know, it's a neat deal. It's a neat accomplishment. And, you know, but to go out there and cook that many contests, I think, you know, the most I've ever cooked in a year is 23. And I can only imagine you cooked somewhere probably close to 30 now then.
Yeah, I think, you know, back to your original question, I think this calendar year I cooked actually 29 FBA. So then I cooked KCBS and some non-sanctioned. So I think this, you know, from September last year to this year, I'm probably a 35 to probably
Lord.
Close to 40. And, you know, just with my rest of my schedule this year, I'm looking at, you know, another, you know, from January to December, we're looking at, you know, 38, 40 contests.
Yeah, I thought I've seen this too, and I think this is correct too. You're going to come out west and see us, isn't that correct?
I'm gonna make that trip to El Hobbs, New Mexico. I just got to figure, you know, I got to find out how I compare, you know, you guys out there.
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of the same deal. That's something we've all been talking about because, you know, we're going to be under FBA sanctioning body. Y'all are going to bring some judges out here to train other judges. And, the neat thing about the FBA to me is that, you know, you guys do the 4-meat contest, but you don't have the garnishing rule like KBCS does. You're like Texas. And so it's a meat contest. And
right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. we like that kind of stuff. And the time I got to deal with that Jim Parsley and everything else, I'm like, what in the world was I thinking? But, you know, so that's kind of deal. Now, you guys have like eight pieces versus like KBC, if you have to have a minimum of six.
Right.
So that's, yeah. I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do to chicken to get eight pieces of chicken in there because I have yet to ever get eight pieces of chicken.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, in the FBA, we fill our, you know, we fill our boxes, you know, up. You know, every box is pretty heavy because what you want to do, you got some new teams out there saying, you know, oh, we're just feeding the judges, No, you're doing it to make a better presentation because, you know, when the judge first looks at that box, you know, they're eating with their eyes. So if it looks good, there's, you know, you got a, you know, a shot of being, you know, tastes good. And I think, you know, a lot of new teams are just putting the bare minimum, you know, in a big, you know, 9x9, you know, styrofoam box, it doesn't look that appetizing where you put the meat in there, you fill it up, you know, and completely fill that thing up.
Well, you know, in Texas, you know, one thing about Texas, you know, and you probably heard this, and it, you know, kind of runs deep through with our chicken around here, and everything's bigger in Texas, you know, and so, you know, the size
that
I normally run, like, yeah, they're kind of like super size, and I mean, yeah, okay, thanks, Moody.
Sorry, man.
But, that's all right, buddy. But, you know, that's the way it is, and, you know, so, you know, that is, and I've seen where it looks like you guys put like you chop up like a breast or something like that and put it up underneath it and raise your thighs or whatever else you're going to put in there.
Right, yeah, and I've done a lot of different things, you know, just chopping up, you know, just thighs or whatever you want to put on the bottom, or I've actually put in whole thighs. I put 18 thighs in a box before. You know, you put two layers just to kind of fill that thing up. And I put, you know, same thing with ribs. I've put almost 20 bones of ribs in my box before. Just to, you know, fill it up. If they're all good because, you know, whatever you put in that box, you know, it's a subject for, you know, the judges to judge that. So you don't want to put your subpar, you know, product below because they're going to dig in there and they're going to try everything that's in there.
Now, you said that about ribs. Do y'all cook spares or do y'all cook baby backs?
I think I cook spares, just basically spares. But I think most FBA teams do cook spares. There are teams that, you know, dabble around with you know, baby backs. But what I've seen, you know, down here in town, it's a lot of spares. I think I'm assuming that's the same way as out there.
Yes. I mean, you know, in IBTA and Lone Star, which are our two big sanction bodies, you know, predominantly in Texas, the rural state spares. They have to be spares. Now, they don't have to be St. Louis. They can be St. Louis where they can, you know, they can turn in the whole bone. And, I mean, you see some guys, they'll turn in the whole bone. It's usually the guys that hadn't been around it much.
Right.
Generally, I would say that most of us cooking, you know, cook a lot are running spare, St. Louis, you know, and then, you know, KBCS, even in this part of the country, pretty much spares. You see a few people, you know, same deal. You see a few of them that run baby backs, but not many. So,
yep. That's like down here.
I have never turned in a baby back in a contest, to be honest.
I've cooked them at a contest. I've cooked both at a contest, you know, just, you know, and I've never turned in any, you know, baby backs at a contest, but I've cooked them along with my, you know, with my spares, but they didn't meet, you know, they were not as good. Yes. I think there's more flavor. And before I even got into this, you know, competition barbecues, I cooked at home a lot, you know, just in the backyard with some friends and family. And mainly, we cooked baby backs, and you know, I knew, and then until in the competition, and you know, and I really didn't, you know, I've had spares, you know, here and there, but right now I take a spare rib over a baby back anyway.
Yes, I mean I'm with you on that. I mean, you'll have your times if you have just an exceptional baby back, but you know, the baby back is to me it's a lot more critical too. you know, you really got to be on them and watching
yes.
them and stuff. I mean, they're not as forgiving.
Yeah, the window is a lot smaller window than the spares.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's kind of like I was talking about a little bit ago before you come in. We have a championship in IBKA called the IBKA Invitational every year. And they always pick a meet, and what they do is they generally you'll have your open contest, and then what they'll do is they'll have a one meet category for the invitational part of it. And in all the years that I've been around it, we've always cooked pork, and this year they really threw a deal out there. We're going to cook beef short ribs, and I thought, wow, that'll throw everybody up.
Big monkey wrench in it.
Yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to it, but you know, on the same side of it, you know, it's not something that you know you cook a lot, especially for competition. So, you know, it's probably been an interesting contest.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, that's it. I mean, now I kind of like I said, I've kind of watched it. Of course, Angela, she's a you know, she came out with Barbecue Superstars back in April out to Andrews, and we had to talk a little bit mm-hmm. NBA, and then the guys that beat me, you know, I'm an Oak Ridge sponsored team, and the Jim Elster sponsored team, Team Unknown,
mm-hmm.
You know, man, they look like they're a pretty tough team, and I hear that
they're not
coming out here. They're not coming too, but now I've heard that Matt might come.
Me and Matt rode up to the, we left our, 2 weeks ago we were in Bainbridge, Georgia, so we left our rigs up there, so I came back. You know, he came back with me last week, and then we went back up there on Thursday. And we were talking about it, and, you know, I'm trying to say, Matt, you need come out there and, you know, compete with us, you know. See, you know, we need some more support people out there to, you know, see what we can do. And he's actually thinking about it. I think he's on the fence right now. He's going to be doing the Sam's Club outside of the regional for our area outside of Memphis the week before. So he's thinking, you know, take his rig up there and just head to Hobbs after that. So.
Absolutely.
Don't be surprised, you know, if Matt, it's, you know, Matt shows up. He's thinking about it.
Well, I know, and Lori Frezzi, she's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to cook the steak deal. We're also having a steak cook off, and you know, that's really gaining momentum out this way, and really, Brett Galloway's getting it to kind of go everywhere, but it really has gained popularity out this way, and I like
mm-hmm.
it. I, you know, it's something that. You know, most of them that we do are like on a Friday night. Now, I believe ours this year is going to be right after our last turn-in, an hour or something after our last turn-in on
right,
Saturday.
Yes. Yep.
And then we're also doing a kids' queue. And I don't know if Mark said much about this. I know that I got volunteered for it, and, I love kids' queue. I have a daughter that's 10 years old. She's been doing it three, four years now. And so I think it's a great deal to get the youth involved in something like this because, it is a family thing. It's a great thing. And, if we want, we want to see this keep going, you always got to get
right.
the youth involved. And,
yeah,
so
and down here we have, there's several contests that down here, they do that kids' queue, and it's a big hit. And it's kind of nice to see, the kids get involved. And like I said,
it's pretty neat.
Want it to be a family thing, and that's the future. For this barbecues.
I think what they're going to do out there, what Mark was kind of telling me here about a week ago, and like I said, I think I got volunteered for it, and I'm all for it. They're going to do kids' queue, but they're going to bring in some kids that have special needs. I don't know what degree or anything,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and so. There's going to be, I want to say he told me there's going to be like 12 of us, and I don't know who else is involved in it. I'm sure that there's several others. You guys may be involved in it. You may know about it. I don't. But essentially, we're going to take a kid, and we're going to barbecue a little bit and
mm-hmm.
have a good time and, allow some people that, kids that, don't get to do a lot of that kind of stuff.
Right, kind of less fortunate, yeah.
Yeah.
And, no, I didn't hear anything about that. That's from
so the, he just told me it was kind of a new deal, and you know, cause we had talked about the Kids Key deal a little bit, and he hit me up about that the other day, and he said I just put your name in. He said I figured you'd be game, and I said yeah. I said I'd love to do it. I said, you know, it'd be something kind of different, and you know, heck, I mean, if we can, you know, we make someone's day like that. I mean, because, you know, we're all pretty fortunate, and we get to do these kind of deals, and you know, we don't have those kind of situations for the most part. And,
right.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
You know, so yeah, I think it's neat. So they're really going to they're really stepping it up out here, and $30,000 payout. I mean.
Doesn't
well,
hurt.
That's what we get to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So,
has Mark said how many teams so far?
I do not know the count. You know, I know that they're doing the stuff online. I've done it, and I think they will have. I do not know. It's not going to surprise me if we don't have 100 teams out there. I do.
Well, I heard him say something about he's going to cap it off at 100. So I was like. Well, that's a lot of teams.
Well, and that's getting to be, you know, it's like last week when we had, like I said, 74. And that was the fourth year that they did it. First year, I didn't know anything about it. You know, so you know how those are sometimes first year cooks. Didn't hear anything about it. They had like 8 or 9 teams. The second year, I heard about it. They had about, I don't know, 28 to 30 teams. Last year we had like 62, 63. This year we were 74 plus. And we really thought that it might go, you know, over 100. But you know, we're getting a lot of that out this way. You know, Texas alone generally carry more. I mean, you know, you've got, I used to say 300 to 400 teams a week in competing, but I'm going to say it's probably more like 400 to 500 teams a week in competing out this part of the world. And it has gotten super, super competitive. You got lots of new teams popping up, some really good cooks. You got people like Matt Alexander, which I almost bet you'll get to meet him in Hobbs. Matter of fact, he's been on a Jambo buying spree. I think he's bought 2 or 3 Jambos here in the last month. And just, I mean, popped up this year. And just been killing it, and you know, he's having a good year, and you know, he's a great guy. I mean, we've had a lot of fun, and you know, there's a lot of that going on too, and I'm sure that's the same way down with you guys. I mean,
yeah, and I would say we have some, you know, just this year we had some, you know, several new teams, and you know, several of these teams have you know, made a big dent, you know. And, you know, yeah. getting calls and things, and so they're it's nice to see that, you know, bringing new people in there and not, you know, lose the people, because you know, when I first started off, you know, you get a new team in there, and I was the same way. You know, you kind of get discouraged a little bit. You know, it's, you know, cooking with all these, you know, these guys have been cooking for years and years and years, and then, you know, you don't want to, I go to a contest, and I went to, you know, the one this weekend, and, you know, some newer guys that were competing, and I'm like, hey, you know, I introduced myself, I'm here, if you need anything, you know, I'll help
yeah.
you out, and a lot of times, if I'm a newer team, I'll give them every, you know, hey, this is what I'm turning in, after my turn in, here, this is what I, you know, this is what I've been doing very well with, or, you know, and I taste theirs, and I'm honest with them, and say, you know, if it needs something, I'll tell them, well, you need maybe try, you know, a little more spice, or, you know, need to be done a little bit more. So I'm going to help these new teams so they don't get discouraged, so we can continue to, you know, grow the sport. Because
yeah.
if we don't
yeah,
have,
no,
if
I mean,
we don't have, if we.
Yeah. You know,
hey, let me,
you're right, I mean.
Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, I mean, that is, and I mean, you know, and that's something that, you know, it's like Mark Bacon and I talked about, you know, it's something big with the ICCA and Montour out here. If you're not top 10 in final table, which, you know, for most contests, you know, they'll announce the top 15, they're going to announce the top 10, and then they're going to call out the ticket numbers for the other 5 guys. And if you're not in that, you have no idea where you're at. And there, you know, there's a lot of talk about it right now. That, you know, a lot of people want to change that, and because it is. I mean, you know, if you get lucky and you hit a few contests, you know, you kind of figure things out. But I mean, there's lots of guys out there that have been cooking for, you know, a couple of years, and you know, they hadn't done anything, so they still don't know where they're at. And it's a lot of money that we put out on this stuff, and that's where a lot of people are going. Is that, you know, we'd like to know these kind of deals. So we're kind of seeing, one of the big deals they were doing in Texas was IMCA. And Lone Star was that, you know, what they used to do was they'd save the top 10 trays for each category. And at your own, if you want to go over and sample the food, the meat, you know, afterwards, you were allowed to. You know, and that kind of gives you an idea of maybe what the flavor profile was or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it a couple of times out of all the contests I've cooked, out of probably 60 contests I've done a couple of times. And I've been with some other guys, and they want to go up there and try it out, I've done it, and sometimes it's surprisingly. We cooked at a cook-off one time that we went up and sampled the first-place brisket afterwards. And it had some, like, teriyaki sauce on it. And I mean, hell, I mean, this was excellent. And it was, like, I mean, completely out of what I had ever expected. And it was like, and we're all standing there. It's funny as hell. We're standing there, and everybody's got this look on their face like, what the hell is that? And I take one more bite of it, and I was like, that's like teriyaki sauce. And the guy that wound up walking by, he just kind of grinned at me. And I was like, well, there you go. You know, it was different than everything else. And, I mean, sometimes that's maybe what it takes. But, you know, it's surprisingly. And now, I can say that was the only one that I've ever known on that end of it. But they changed that rule this year. They're not going to do that anymore, so the inboxes are gone. And part of it was, too, and I understand some of it, too, was that, there were teams that there's teams like Ronnie Wade, which is one of the number one team in IBCA. I don't know if how he feels about it, but there were people like him, Craig Sherry, and some of them, you know, they don't want their secrets out. If they want to tell what their secrets are, that's fine. I mean, you know, and a lot of them will. A lot of them will come and help you. But they didn't want, you know, just, you know, to be up there to the public of what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that to a certain degree because, I mean, we do. We work hard, and you come up with recipes and stuff like that. And you just don't want it, you know, out there for everybody. I mean, there's people that you'll tell about it. There's people that you won't. I can kind of understand that part of it, too, and it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a,
yeah,
kind of a wild deal, and...
Yeah, I encourage, you know, especially new teams or teams that are, you know, maybe not, you know, struggling to find out what the flavor profile is, I encourage teams to take it, you know, go take a judging class, whether it's, you know, FDA or whatever sanctioning body that they compete in, go take a judging class, judge a few contests.
Absolutely.
See what's being turned in. You can really get an idea of, you know, what the flavor profile is. You're not going to taste everybody, but you're going to see, you know, what scores well and what doesn't score well. So that's a big plus that I encourage new teams to do.
Now, you know, and that is a great thing right there, just what you said. I mean, and we talked about that a lot. That is, and I mean, you will. You'll kind of see what hits and what don't hit, and absolutely. That's a great thing. All right, looks like we got one more forward person in here. I'm gonna get them queued in so we don't lose them, and we'll keep on going, Jim. Hold on just a minute.
All right.
I'll say one more, maybe two more. People are popping up here right and left. I think I know who this is. 407-697, you're live.
That's, well, I was just listening. I honestly just wanted to hear you guys.
I thought that was you.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. Hey, Jim, congratulations. What an
Thanks,
awesome
Angela.
Win.
Appreciate
you
it.
Deserve
Thank
you I know
Thank
how
you.
Hard
yeah,
you work.
It's a lot of hard work. Yeah, you know. I mean, anybody that's involved in this knows how much time, money, you know, passion, dedication, just the whole thing. It just, you have to be, you know, you can't go out there and just, I don't want to say like half-ass it, but you gotta put some time and effort into it to make it happen.
Well,
so.
I can't believe you did it 30 weeks in a row. I mean, I'm still, before you came to my contest, I think you took 2 weeks off. And then you came out of retirement.
Yeah. And then, like, after those 2 weeks off, I forgot what I was doing. I had to go back, you know, go back to my notebook.
You were on such a roll. It was incredible. I'm like, I don't know how he's doing it because, I mean, I know you love it. But, you know, a few years ago, I did a lot of traveling every week to do training for these 10 federal offices. And I traveled 12 weeks in a row, just going out on the road for a few days in the middle of the week. And so I'll tell you, by the time I got to, like, week 10, I was crying because it was tiring. And I can't imagine, I mean, because there's a lot of prep that you do for these contests, and then, of course, the expense, and then for you to hit all those walks, and it's just incredible to watch.
Yeah, and then you got to throw in the day job, you know, the full-time day job in there too.
Oh man, yeah. I know.
That really messed things up.
that was just something to watch. I'll tell you, this past year has been like, wow, I can't believe he did that. So it's been very impressive. You know, not only do you do that, Jim, on top of that, you are creating a business on top of that with Sweet Smoke Q, with all your injections and sauces, and then, and you've got the drum that is very popular and doing really well. And then you started your classes, and I heard incredible things come out of that because people were talking about what a great teacher you were. You know, you've got guys who know what they're doing, but to try to teach that and convey that information to somebody is a different talent. So, you know, I bow down to you, definitely, Jim.
back to the class, I was debating whether to do a class or not, and I had so many people come up and say, when are you going to do a class? When are you going to do a class? I'm like, I don't know, but in my mind, I'm like, if I'm going to do a class, I'm going to show you, I'm going to make sure it's worth your while because I'm...
Absolutely.
I'm an engineer by trade, you know, so I taught, you know, why we do things, why I do certain things, why this happens, why, you know, because I'm always trying to figure out why, you know, why if you have problems. That's my nature, and I tell you what, most of those guys in there come out of that class and they said, wow, our head's fun. We didn't know we were going to get this much information.
Exactly. And Jim, that it tells me a lot about you because, in my opinion, anybody who is confident in what they do, to share what they know, it's not like, I mean, it's really the love of what you do for you to be able to share that information with them. And it doesn't matter, even if you do share it, you know, it's still not going to come out the same for them because their variables are going to be different than your variables.
Right.
It shows your confidence in your cook and what you do and the love for the sport. And I really admire that.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, a lot of these were newer teams, you know, teams are struggling here. I don't want them to get discouraged. I want to, you know, grow this sport because I think, you know, we're in the beginning stages of it. I think this barbecue sport could be huge in, you know, a few years.
Yes, absolutely.
I had a team that competed the last, he took my class 3 weeks ago. They competed the last two contests. They took their first ever top 10 overall last weekend and did. They had three calls this weekend. So that shows, you know, that, you know, those guys were, you know, paying attention and, you know, just, and I told myself, I can tell you exactly what I'm doing, but you're going to have to go out there and
Absolutely.
You know, and that's exactly right, and that's something that, you know, we've talked about that, you know, it's even like, man, you know, I've got a roadmap from the market, maybe a few more coming, and, you know, there's a lot of people ask me that same question, you know, it's like, well, you know, aren't you afraid about giving all that away? No, because, you know, I can give you my recipes, and that is a variable. I mean, you're going to cook a little different than I cook, and, you know, that's part of it. I mean, that's part of the sport. I mean, you know, we're not all identical. We could all have the same spices, same everything, same meat and whatever, and I would almost bet that, you know, if you had five people, you would have 4 to 5 different results, and that,
right.
Even if we all did stuff the same way. I mean, it just, that's
right.
The way
and there's a lot, and there's a lot of people, especially in the Southeast down here, competing against me using my products, my injections, my sauces. They're using the same thing, you know, and not saying they're not having great results, but, you know, their flavor profile, you know, might be a little bit different because they're
sure.
adding this or doing this. So it's not like,
yeah.
you know, I'm this is just a portion of that. You know, this is going to help you. You have to, you know, you have to execute it. You have to cook it right. You have to, you know,
sure.
finish it right.
Well,
yeah.
you know,
you have to know
like
your equipment,
about.
Too.
Yeah. It's just what you said about your product. I mean, I can tell you this right now. We haven't really got to talk much. But, you know, it's been probably about a month ago. I had a first-place pork here using your injection. And
mm-hmm.
you sent me some more stuff last week. And I used your brisket rub or your brisket injection last weekend. And I really like it. I got a little bit more tweaking to do on my end of it. And
mm-hmm.
you know how it is when you start cooking with something a little bit different, you've got to adjust some things and tweak it. But
right.
the first word out of my wife's mouth was, I think that may be the best brisket you've ever done. And I thought, really? So I'm kind of looking forward to this. I mean, and, you know, it's a neat product, and I love the flavor of it. And like I said, it's been doing real well for me in pork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do a lot of pork out our part of the world, but, you know, this year it really has picked up. And so, you know, we've done, you know, probably 3 or 4 contests this year already with pork. And I've had 2 top 5 calls out of it, one I won it, and one I think 4th or 5th place. So, you know, I'm kind of getting there, and it's
hey,
great.
Hey, Lance.
And, yes.
Do you, out in Texas, so far I've only noticed that your pork is usually pulled pork, but do you guys ever do, like, a pork box where you've got, you know, your money muscle and your tubes and
no.
different pieces? You never do that?
No. And see, well, we've had, you know, that happened to us in Andrews this year was that, you know, they come to us, and, you know, that was part of the promoter. I mean, it was a learning curve for Jesse. In the IBK rules, it states pulled pork. Now, you know, to be honest with you, you know, I cook enough KBCS that I like messing with money muscle and stuff like that, and I don't mind that. But that's what happened to us in Andrews was that they had the cook meeting at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. We've been cooking all night, and they tell them then that they want sliced, you know, pulled and sliced in there. Well,
yeah, it's too late.
Yeah. Houston, we just had a little problem. And, you know, and so some of us, like, well, they'll take it. And there was a bunch of us got pulled back. Matter of fact, I don't know, I sliced 2 or 3 boxes for people because they didn't have a money muscle. I was able to get 2 or 3 pieces in there that I could find that I could really slice and make work. So I didn't have much in there. And like I said, then I went and helped a couple other people slice theirs to, you know, find something in there we could slice to make it, because they weren't going to take the boxes at all if it wasn't in it. And they said, you know, they come back and said, well, you got to have at least 2 sliced pieces in that box for us to take it. And, you know, hell, we're all scrambling. And I was like, okay, I don't have a problem with that, but we need to know that, like, when we get here Friday night, because I'll do it 2 different ways. You know, like we would for tape discs or whatever. And so I think that, I think as, you know, this year, last year I cooked, and where a lot of this started was, last year we cooked a contest in Red River, New Mexico. I just said that I did pulled pork. And then I found out at that point, you know, and I've been cooking in IBK for several years now, I found out that weekend that if it's not part of a jackpot, that it counts for points. And it was actually a sanctioned meet in IBCA, and I didn't know that. And so when that happened, that was last July, it's been about a year ago, I come back to a lot of the promoters and stuff here, and I started pushing it because if you are, if you're cooking FBA or you're cooking KBCS or you're going to Memphis in May or any of this other stuff, you're going to have to deal with pork, you know, shoulders or butts or something. And, you know, I thought, why not? I mean, it's an opportunity for them to make a little bit more money on their side of it, but it's also an opportunity for a few more people to get a call. And it's something that, you know, they get to learn a little bit more about it. That way, when they go to these other type contests, they know kind of what to do. And, you know,
Do you think that we need to educate the teams as far as the different pork presentation for the Hobbs contest?
I'm not so much on that end of it. I mean, as long as they know that they can do a money muscle or they can, you know, they can have sliced or chopped or chunked or, you know, I don't know, you guys may pull a tube meat down that way and, you know, cut it. You know, there's several different
I usually put in, like, I put in pulled money muscle, you know, some chunks and tubes if they're – so I'm usually putting four different types of meat in there.
You know,
for FBA box. Now, our KBCS box, I do something different just because we don't have to put as much meat in there.
Right.
And I guess my question is to either Angela or you, Lance, what are the, you know, for the Hobbs, a lot of these IBCA judges, the KBCS judges? I know there's some FBAs.
You have to understand now. IBCA don't technically have certified judges, okay? We have what they call a head judge, and that is a certified judge. And mainly what that is that they're told how to run the tables, the judging criteria, and, you know, that end of it. And, you know, they're kind of a supervisor, kind of like a table captain to me in a lot of ways, like KBCS.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our judges for IBCA and Lone Star and stuff, they just come off the street. I mean, essentially they come in and they get a 15-minute spiel of, like, you know, we want you to, you know, judge it on taste, you know, appearance, texture, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you don't talk to the other teams and you base it, you know, you're supposed to base it off the merits of that box. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But you know how the human factor is. I'm sure that don't always happen. But so what's going to happen here is y'all, the way I understand what, y'all's FBA judges are going to come in, and then they've got other people lined up that are going to come in, and they're going to sit in a FBA certification class to become a certified FBA judge for this.
We've got two classes that are going on for Thursday and Friday night to get people educated. And some of the things that, you know, that they'll be telling them, you know, how to do a traditional FBA judging. So if they do that, I just want to make sure that the teams that are participating, because I've had some teams contact me and say, hey, Angela, you know, what about your chicken? What about, you know, different questions that maybe the rules doesn't really get down into, but they're asking me about. And I'm thinking, well, maybe we kind of need to educate them a little bit so that our judging and our cooking kind of meets up in the middle somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I understand that to a certain degree. I mean, but, you know, on the other side of that is, too, I mean, you know, part of that is our job to figure out it. And there's lots of stuff out there on the Internet now. I mean, it's like, you know, for, you know, whether it's FBA or what, I mean, you know, there's different forums, stuff like that. That, to me, that they can go figure out, I mean, without having to try to teach everybody, you know, FBA style cooking, you know, because
right.
That's one of the deals that I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of curious about, and I'm sure the same way with you guys over there is that you're going to have us Eastern New Mexico, Texas teams, and then you're going to have your FBA and that into it, and it's going to be judged on an FBA platform, and kind of where all that meets up. And that's one of the aspects I really like about it is that, you know, it's going to be kind of East meets the West type deal to see where it kind of hits. I mean, and I don't know. I'm real curious about that because
it's gonna be interesting.
I kind of think that just what y'all say there. I mean, it's like this FBA deal. I think that you school your judges that way, and it seems to be the same way with KBCS. He's probably going to go a little bit more that way. But on the other side of that is that I've gone, in lots of different places, and I hadn't been as far east as Florida or something like that. But, it goes back to also that, you cook good barbecue, and you're confident
it doesn't matter where you're at if you cook good average barbecue.
Yes. And so I think that's one of those things that kind of comes into it. Yeah, sure, there's going to be some flavor profile difference. There may be some presentation differences. I mean, it's no different than the first time I cooked KBCS. Well, I didn't put the money muscle in the first time. I mean, that was something I kind of had to learn, and I didn't do as well, I went back, I studied it up a little bit, and, paid a little more attention. Like, okay, well, they want a money muscle. Put a money muscle in there, and bam, things are a little bit better. But, some of that diligence is on the cooks. The cooks need to do their research, and they need to learn that part of it, too. And, nowadays, with all the information that we've got out there, there's lots more information out there for people. It's not that, it's a huge secret, what I'm saying? Because you can go into, Barbecue Critics or the Critique Boxes, and you can see a lot of FBA boxes, and you can see a lot of that different stuff and what they're doing. And,
right.
I believe in sharing information, and I'm the same way, guys. I mean, and, a lot of guys can tell you that, but, with new teams and stuff like that, I'd be more glad to share information and help them out any way I can. But on the same side of that, too, is that, that they've got to take some of that initiative, too. They've got to, have some desire to cook be willing to, do some of that research on their own, too, and learn that. I mean, I think that's part of it. I mean, I think that's, it's with anything. I mean, it's like going to college or whatever. I mean, they give you the books and stuff to do it, but you still got to open the book and look in there and, learn it. That's how I feel about it.
Boys, I hate to cut this off, but I got to go make sure my girls are getting around. They've got school tomorrow. But congratulations again, Jim, and it was good to talk with you, Lance. And you guys take it easy.
We'll see you here in a few weeks.
Okay.
Okay, well, we got a few more in here. I think, matter of fact, we have Mark Bateman on here. I think we have Jennifer Campbell, which is involved in it. We've got someone else that's been home for a long time. So let me get these three in here, and then we'll keep going, Jim.
Okay.
See who this is here. There's a lot of new ones tonight I don't even recognize. Maybe. If I can get the board to work. T17474, you're live. Who do we have?
This is Taryn Reed.
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing fine. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good. So hold on just a second. Let me get these other two in here, and we'll keep going.
Say again?
I said I've got a couple more people I'm going to get queued in here, and then we'll keep talking. Hold on just a minute. Maybe. Everything's acting real slow. Sometimes it's Seth. Let's see. Come on. All right. Maybe. Jennifer, are you there? Maybe. What happens sometimes with this, they'll kind of freeze up, so I try to get them in. Sometimes we'll lose them and we don't get them logged in.
Oh, okay.
So it's, good old Internet. I think that blog radio has gotten so damn popular and so big that their servers, sometimes when you have a good show going, that sometimes their servers can't quite keep up with everything that's going on. Looks like, Mark, are you there?
Yes, sir. Lance, how are y'all this evening?
I'm good. Guys, this is Mark Bateman. He's the one that is hosting the Lee County Black Gold Shootout.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
He's a responsible party.
I'm doing good this evening. Congratulations on your Team of the Year victory there, Mr. Elster. That's impressive.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Do that many cooks in a row and work at it as hard as you did, and it's nice to see you get rewarded there at the end. I've been following that contest out there that you boys have been battling out now, since January. And it's been nip and tuck, and it looks like it's been a hard-fought battle. While Chulas has been right there on your neck the whole time.
He did not make it easy for me, guaranteed.
No, he didn't, and it appears that Big Papa's Country Cookers is tough, and of course, Rub is tough, and looks like it was a hard-fought battle. Congratulations on your victory.
I appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, it was. It was hard. I'm ready for a couple weekends off and then heading out to your contest. Can't wait.
We're just so excited, Jim, that you're going to come out and enter this contest. Basically, it's a dream come true for us, and it's going to help us accomplish kind of what we had in mind. The guy that started this, he wanted to bring out some big-time cooks like yourself, and we've got some others that are coming that have as tough as anybody in the country. And like I say, we're just excited you're going to support us in our endeavor with the FBA. To answer some of the questions Angela brought up, for the guys out here that are asking about pork and chicken primarily, that's been the two main questions as an organizer that I've entertained. What I've been telling them is that those cooks on Thursday and Friday night, we're not charging anybody to attend those judging meetings. And quite frankly, as a cook, I'm encouraging every one of them to attend either one or the other of those judges meetings.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to make one at least. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea that you're allowing them to come in there, because that'll help them to figure out what's the FBA.
You bet. And we're gonna put a copy of the FBA rules in everybody's goodie bag. Okay, so if they've attended the judges class or had the opportunity to, and you put the rules in their goodie bag, and they have access to the internet like just about everybody does nowadays.
There's a lot of information on the internet.
I don't think there would be a lot of questions. My view of it as a cook, and I haven't dug into the FBA rules, but I would think it'd be very similar to KCBS on that pork box. If you got guts enough to put it in that box, it better be good enough to eat.
Right. Right. The only difference from the FBA pork rule to the KCBS is, in the FBA, we cannot separate that money muscle. Once you separate that money muscle, that you cannot put the rest of the butt back there and finish. So that's the only thing different from, but everything else is the same.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean,
and
you
so,
cook
two
different butts. You
yeah,
cook two different temperatures.
Yeah, you're going to see, and the way they would judge that is. You know, you boys is probably better cooks than I am, okay? You've dang sure won a lot more than I have. But, if you separate that money muscle from that butt and put that butt back on, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty obvious, I would think, when you turn it in because of the way your crust is going to be.
You're going to have kind of a bark all the way around it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So to me, you're right, Jim. That is something that needs to be brought up. You can't separate the two like you do in a KCBS. But as far as how you build your turn-in tray, from what I've read, it appears to be about the same as KCBS on the pork side of it. Just put your best
product in the box.
And you're not going to get hammered if you don't put money muscle in there. If a guy's putting money muscle in there and it's spectacular, he's probably going to score more points than you are. But you're not getting penalized, so to speak. You're getting judged on what you put in the box.
Right.
Okay. As far as you asked the question earlier, I've been listening from the start, fellas, because you know, I do every week, Lance, that you're on, and
I know you do. You're always here.
When you said you was going to have Jim on, I wanted to listen and learn something primarily. That's why I didn't call in early. But when these questions come up, I thought I'd step up to the plate and try to answer them. The other question, Jim, that you raised is how many teams do we think we'll have? Right now, currently, online, we've got 40 teams signed up with, you know, a little over 3 weeks to go. And I've probably got another verbal commitment of another 20 teams,
mm-hmm.
okay, that have not gone online and signed up. I think, Jim, we'll come in somewhere between 60 and 100. You know, it's hard to say, but I feel
you get those last-minute guys that wait till last minute.
Well, you bet. There's always going to be those, and I'll be up front with you. We've got another three teams on the hook coming out of Florida, or they're trying to come out of Florida. We've got a team on the hook that is trying to get their ducks in a row to come out of New Jersey. You know, we've reached out to teams in California. You know, now we hadn't really got anybody on the hook out of California. The only place I'm disappointed is at this point in time, I would have hoped that we'd had a couple, three teams out of Oklahoma, and we've not accomplished that yet.
I'm kind of surprised, too, because I would have figured maybe like American Dream and maybe even Stars and Stripes. You know, Biscuit, and, well, you know, you never know, of course. Cosmo, he's been so daggum busy doing his bending deal. I noticed the other day that he probably pulled his Jambo out. He was going to do a practice trip somewhere. But, you know, he hadn't been really competing either this year. So,
well, last the American Dream team that you're talking about, I reached out to them, and, you know, they're currently in third place at Team of the Year points in KCBS. And so
they're hitting
they're
hard that way.
You know, yeah, they're hunkered down chasing KCBS points. Otherwise,
yeah,
they would still like to come get some of those 30 grand. You know, but like I say, that was what their reply was. Talk to David. I don't know how to say his last name. Butchered Barbecue last night. Basically, him and yeah, and he's already hunkered down chasing KCBS points. So
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you're right there. I mean, you're getting to that time, so it's kind of crunched on that side of it now. I mean, you got the roll coming up and all that end of it. So, yeah, that is true. You know, but you never know. There may be some littler Oklahoma teams show up, but there's some guys that are not known real well that are probably salty up in that part of the world. I need to talk to you. I don't know if all my buddies from Wichita Falls and up in there, if they're coming down, Bubba Garrett, some of them guys. I kind of have a feeling.
I've not got any response from what I would call the true panhandle of Texas up north of you and northeast of you. I've not got a lot of response. Most of the response we're getting is, you know, Midland, Lubbock, San Angelo, Dallas. Those areas.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be good.
And we're getting, a few teams out of New Mexico.
Well, y'all ain't had like a dozen teams to begin with, so.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I mean, like I say, they. You know, we've got some coming from Moriarty, and we've got, of course, one from Hobbs that I came here that I didn't realize there was two of us in Hobbs. Just the two of us is all I know about, but we've had two other teams from Hobbs, some guys that have just decided that, you know, they're gonna enter one, and of course it'll be their first one. And,
okay, well, I was gonna say there is another team down that way. He's took out of a horse runner or something, I thought.
Well,
I met him in Lovington. It's been a few years back.
Yeah.
I don't know their name. I can't remember their name.
Yeah, I don't either. But we do have a team coming out of Lovington. Champ Aranda is going to come over and cook. And I look for a couple other teams. But like I say, setting that 40 with 3 weeks to go and knowing how people do out in this part of the world to show up, you know. I think we'll finish somewhere between 60 and 100 teams.
That's pretty good. You shouldn't be disappointed with that.
Well, I'm not going to be disappointed with it by no means. Like I say, the thing I'm most excited about it is as a first-year contest, we've got some salty cooks going to be here, okay? Yourself, Big Mo got online and signed up himself. Junior Rice ain't no slouch.
Right.
The Pruitts out of Granbury aren't slouches by any means.
Yeah, Gene Pruitt.
Is that Rob's coming out, isn't he? Rob Swamp Boys?
Rob's coming.
Yeah.
Rob's going to use my equipment. I sure hope he rubs off some luck on it. hope he leaves some luck on it. But, he's coming out. And like I say, we got about three other boys out of Florida that are trying to get their ducks in a row.
Yep. Yeah, I talked to a couple of them this weekend. They're trying to get everything, do everything possible to. Don't be surprised. Just do more of us for it and come out that way.
Well, we're real excited to have y'all. Like I say, I just can't believe the support that we're getting from y'all as cooks, but also the FBA. I'm going to tell you up front, those folks are excited about coming to Hobbs, and I believe they're as excited as we are to have them. And the thing that just totally blows my mind is, paying their own way to come out here and judge. Okay, that fascinates me. I mean, it just does. Because they have no chance of winning any of that prize money. Okay?
They just want to be part of the experience.
To be part of the experience and come out to Hobbs, New Mexico on their own dime shows the commitment that you folks have in your sanctioning body. I find it just really impressive.
Yeah, even last year when we went to the there was about, I don't know how many, for the World Food Championship, there was five or six Florida teams there. And we had several FBA judges that went out there to judge the world. They flew out there on their own dime and it was like a little FBA, little vacation.
Circle over.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of cool. They're just going to hopefully eat some good barbecue. They're not getting a prize, money for, judging. So that shows, they take, their job serious and they like to do it.
That is impressive, and I'll be honest with you, Lance knows this, but I'll tell you, okay, the reason we signed up with FBA is I thought it was the best of both worlds. I thought it was it took the best of what we're used to cooking at in IBCA, and it took the best of what I've experienced in KCBS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to getting a scorecard. Like he told you earlier, if you don't finish in the top 15, you drive off. You don't know if your product needs to be tweaked or trashed, okay? You don't know where you're at, okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to get a scorecard with the FBA, okay, like KCBS. But like IBCA, it's a meat tournament, okay? You ain't worrying about lettuce or parsley or none of that in the box.
Salad.
And the other thing about it is, okay, all these boys that cook IBCA out here and have for years are used to those one-hour turn-in times. Okay, and we're going to keep that the same. We'll turn in chicken at 11, we'll turn in brisket at 2, and we'll turn in, the steak cook-off. We're going to add it on the end there at 3 o'clock. So, the boys out here are used to cooking on them times. They're used to No garnishment in the box, but the benefit of going with the SBA is at the end. If somebody happens to beat Mr. Jim Elsler in a category, they'll know.
Know exactly.
Okay, I mean, you know, I'll be real honest with you. The first KCBS cook I personally ever done was this year down in San Marcos. Okay, and I beat Mo Case and then Ribs. Okay. I still didn't finish in the top 10, but I beat Mo and Ribs. And you want me to tell you something?
He didn't do the same the rest of the year with Ribs either, too. I want to tell you, I mean, that really affected him, too.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, he's changed his recipe 5 dozen times since Mark Bateman beat him in Ribs. Okay, and rightfully so, because old Mark ain't won nowhere else with Ribs either. Okay, so, but... You know what the beautiful thing is? I can always say I beat Mo one time in San Marcos in the Ribs. Okay,
you know.
We got a scorecard, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's enough to fuel, you know, that's enough to keep you putting gas in the tank and buying expensive meat and chasing the dream, okay?
I felt
we needed a scorecard.
Yeah, you beat these top guys, you want to know where you finish. And if you're beating these top guys, it really makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does. Okay, and I'm going to be real honest with you. Chicken down there at San Marcos, we got one at BAL, okay? And we couldn't have been more pleased. They gave us a comment card that said our chicken was overcooked, didn't have no plate. Well, we drove 7 hours back home talking to Earl Willis, okay, and we come up with a game plan. Well, the next one we go to, on the beach of Texas, we win a first-place chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if we had not got that scorecard, okay, in San Marcos,
you had no idea.
We wouldn't have known. Okay,
yep.
And that's why we felt like it was important to have a scorecard. Now, IBCA, that's what we've always had, and I wanted us to have something a little different out here. Okay, where the guys could get a scorecard, they'd go, hey, man, this is all right. And like I say, I'm not trying to trash the IBCA. I hope that they will eventually come up with a scorecard system so these boys spending their hard-earned money, okay, know whether they need to tweak their product or trash it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's like us. On the way back from San Marcos, we trashed that chicken and changed up everything we was doing.
I can't imagine going to a contest and not knowing, even if you score wherever, and not knowing, you know, if you're outside the top 10, because you can learn so much information from those scorecards saying, you know, how you're honestly how you're, and I tell a lot of people, you got to be honest what you turn in, if it was decent or if it was, you know, needed work. And then you can go look at the scores card. And there, 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you what you need to know. It's not going to make you a better cook, but it's going to tell you, you know, how the product you turned in.
Yes.
Well,
no,
you
that,
know,
no, that is good.
Yeah, it's just like watching a football game. Okay, at the end, okay, your team may not win, and you ain't no happier about it. Okay, but you realize they fumbled twice, so 3 interceptions. They couldn't tackle nobody, okay?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't change the result, okay? The results are what they are. But, okay, that you've got to make changes. And, you know, as a cook, I think you deserve that if you're going to buy $500 worth of meat for a contest and you're going to put $300 or $400 worth of gas in your vehicle. And you're going to pay anywhere from $100 to $250 for an entry fee, okay, you ought to get something at the end that tells you where your food finished.
Kind of like going back and watching the game film, huh?
Well,
yes. You
know, it's hard to watch a game film when you ain't got no film.
That's it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the whole deal with a game film. I mean, you can kind of go back and say, like, okay, well, I know what happened there.
I couldn't tell if I was in or not.
Yeah, I don't know. That board's running like molasses tonight, as usual. So I thought I got everybody logged in. I lost somebody that was the one I keyed in a minute ago. He was on, but he's gone. I'm not exactly sure who that was. That was a new one. But, okay. Well, we can go back to where we're at.
He said his name, but then I think he dropped after that.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Well, see, I'm kind of deaf, so, you know, I've been around too many air conditioners for 25 years now, so, you know, it's not that I'm not paying attention. I really try, but sometimes I just don't hear it. So.
No, the only thing I wanted to comment on was earlier when you were talking about the, when Angela said something about it being pulled pork, and you said you had to scramble and, you know, help everybody else. I was the head judge on that one. Well, here in the pork category I was. And you're right, that was not IBCA, that was not anything falling back on anybody besides the promoter, because
no,
we didn't even know what was going on, you know, and Chrissy's the one that came and turned your box in, and I sent her back, and she was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, and I had to send you and Toby and my husband and a bunch of other people back.
I flashed your husband, because he's like, what am I going to do now? And I was like, I don't know, man, let's see what you got. And, I mean, I literally did. I flashed some tube meat up in there. He had some tube meat up there in the middle of it that I could get a hold of that I could slice to get him past it. But, you know, yeah. I mean, that was really a hard deal. And, I mean, you know, it's like I've always said, I do not have a problem with doing any of that stuff. But you don't do that at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
That was the problem. That was the problem with like when I got back, the very next day we had a meeting for breakfast, and I said we will only do pulled because I saw what a huge problem that was. And I mean, I get that it shows, I guess, what a talented quote unquote cook you are when you can do the slice and the pulled and the cube and whatever else you need to do, but. It was such a cluster that I said, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. That's why we just did strictly pulled pork. And what upset me, and I don't know what to do about this, maybe you can help me because you know more about IBCA than I do, even though I'm one of the head judges, is that we said you have to cook it to be qualified for the Grand Championship. But if you go back on the IBCA results, there are no points.
Are there? Yes,
there
absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't see any points. Okay.
Anytime, but that is the stipulation that it has to be, okay, if they call it a jackpot, it does not count. But if you go in and on your flyer and you tell everybody that you have to cook pork butt to qualify for Grand Championship, those points count.
Okay.
And see, I didn't know that for a long time either. Like I said, when I found that out was I was going to cook off in New Mexico last year. And that's when I found out about it. But it has to be stated that it has to be cooked for the Grand Championship. And as long as it's that, then it counts. Because it is in the IBCA rule book. All the years that I've been cooking, I didn't know it.
Right here in our area, okay, La Mesa did not count in the pork.
That was
Andrews
jackpot.
Andrews did not count in the pork.
Jackpot.
And Breastfest did.
Breastfest counted, it should have counted.
Yes. Yes,
Andrews and La Mesa did not because they did them as jackpots. And now, saying that, I mean, this was the first year we kind of got into this, and you know, I've been talking to every one of those when we do this to get them to put that in the Grand Championship. Because,
it stated that from the very beginning.
Yes. Yours counts. Mm-hmm. If they didn't count the points in her, you need to call Lynn and tell them that was in it. I mean, when she looks at the flyer that they uploaded, it's there, and they will change that. Now, did y'all count?
I'll have to pull it up for a minute.
Okay. Did they count? I mean, y'all counted it when y'all did the Grand Champion and all that, though, didn't you?
I wasn't in charge of that. That was Dana's job.
I know, but I mean, okay.
It should have been, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I hadn't really looked at it, but, I mean, yes, I mean, that is the case. And so.
Not that it would have changed anything, because Ronnie Wade was, you know, first in almost everything.
Yeah, I know.
Not that that would have mattered.
No, but, I mean, that's the deal, and that's what we need to start stipulating. But the reason why I started pushing it, it's like we talked about, Jennifer, I mean, is that if you go to these other contests, it's like this SBA contest. You know what? There's a bunch of us out here in West Texas going to Hobbs that's already had to deal with pork.
Mm.
And that's a leg up. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
I mean, whether they turned in chopped or whatever, I mean, you know, that's fine. But, I mean, they've had to cook pork. So they've got a leg up on a lot of people in IBK that don't cook pork.
Yeah.
So right there.
Well, we actually added pork butt because of Chris Chadwick. He told me last year when he came down here for ours, he said, well, why don't you have pork? And I was like, why would I? You know, and he said, apparently it's very well known in other states. Just on ours, and I was like, okay, and so we added that, and then we thought, you know, our plate's full, we're not doing anything else until we heard of another cook-off that was the same weekend, and supposedly they were having a kids' queue, that's why we did kids' queue, so we had two new categories this year.
Well,
but
and
all
I'm glad y'all did a kids' queue, but man, dessert, wow, I will say that is absolutely the hardest kids' queue I've ever been to.
And your daughter got what place again? What was that?
Yeah, she won it, but I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, that was dessert. Dessert for a bunch of kids, that to me, that's hard.
But you know what? I had more people come up to me and tell me how fun that was. And it was so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And asking what they did. It was a blast. It was an absolute blast. I know it was different. It was weird. What we do. We do things different. We don't want to be like
nobody else. I know you do.
You know,
but
we had a blast.
No, I mean, that's just, no, it was. And, you know, like I said, it was just one of those bills that, and then, you know, like I said, there's certain teams that are there that, you know, like Mrs. Renham, that cooks a lot of dessert, you know, so I was like, that's not who I want to have to go up against on this kind of deal, because she has all kinds of great ideals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew them. I knew Noah and them boys would be really tough. And you know, the stuff that I would have done would have been cobbler fried pies and that type of stuff. And we already knew that she would probably be in doing that. And so Chrissy's like, "Do not do that, because she's gonna kick." You know, the boys would be doing it, but I mean, she got the recipes. They'll kick your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man. So, you know, and just for everybody that didn't know, we did funnel cake. We went carny style. It worked very well,
I'm
by the way.
I'm a carny man. I'll play that song for you.
Well, Lance, you left the cat out of the bag. What we're doing on the kids' queue is we're calling it a special queue. And I've rounded up a dozen cooks that are willing to help 12 special needs children cook a hamburger.
That's right.
Well,
you didn't tell me
what to cook. Sir?
I didn't know if I was supposed to let that out of the bag or not, but I thought, well, what the heck, we'll let it out of the bag.
Well, you did. It ain't no big deal. What we're going to do is we've out here at New Mexico Junior College this summer, they had a cooking class for special needs kids. And the teacher of that class, we've contacted her, and she's going to provide us with a dozen kids out of that cooking class, and we're going to reward them by assigning them with a cook, okay, to help them cook a hamburger and turn that in, and then, you know, we'll award all 12 kids is what we're going to do.
Now, my question to you on this is, and just that way, I want to be prepared, because I know that they're fully involved in this. Do we need to have a grill for them to cook on? You know, because my grill's up on my trailer,
well,
but I mean, if I need to bring something different, I sure can.
No, Lance, you can cook it right there on your trailer, the same place you're going to end up cooking your steak in the steak cook-off. So that's no problem at all.
Okay.
The main thing is we're going to ask you cooks to, you know, let that kid make that hamburger patty if you can. Let them get their fingers in there and form that patty. Then help
sure.
them get it on and off the grill and that kind of stuff. And when they turn it in, walk them to the turn-in area, you know what I'm saying. And when they get their awards, I want you cooks to go up on stage with them. I want y'all to help them babies get up the stage and get their award and the whole nine yards. You know, Kids Key is taking off worldwide, okay? And my hopes are is that maybe a special queue will catch fire as well.
Oh, no, I mean, it's like I talked about earlier. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and I mean, you know, that's there. I mean, I think that's a neat thing. And, now, are we doing that on Friday night?
Yes, sir, we'll do that on Friday night.
Okay. We're done now on Friday.
Is there another Kids Q too, or just that one?
No, just that one, Jennifer.
Just that one? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just that
just making sure. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to take my kids or not. So if there's not a Kids Q, then I'm not taking my children.
Okay.
What time Friday night will we do this, Mark? Do you know? Have you got all that set up already?
Yeah, we'll do it early so that those kids can get back home, you know, before it gets late. We'll try to maybe turn that hamburger in about 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to take the judging deal on Friday night or on Thursday night. And so I'm just kind of that's where I'm at. I mean, just I get on my ducks in a row because you know it's y'all are what 20 miles from Lovington, so that's it's about a 200 mile drive for me.
Right.
So,
it's exactly 2 hours from my house.
Yeah,
unless that little local cop in Wellman pulls you over on Saturday night going home.
No, you got to watch the cops in what is that town? Seagrace. Is it not Seagrace. Seminole.
Brownfield?
It was Wellman that got me coming home Saturday night. You loved it. He pulled me over and he said, "I think you got a headlight trying to go out." And
trying
said,
to go out?
Yeah. He said, his next question was, "Where have you been all day?" This is like 9 o'clock at night. Okay. He said, "Where have you been all day?" I said, "I've been over at Lubbock barbecuing all day and drinking heavy," and I held up my Diet Dr. Pepper bottle. And, He just laughed, and he said, "Well, you be safe getting home." He did. He thought he had him a DWI going home with pulling the barbecue rig, you know.
A DWD.
That's what I did. I told him. I said, "I'm over at barbecuing all day and drinking heavy," and I held up that Dr. Pepper bottle, and he just died laughing. He said, "You be safe getting home."
That's good. No, that is good. No, I'm really looking forward to it, and man, I'm looking to get to meet Jim and Rub and
I'm looking forward to it.
It's gonna be a great deal, and man, I wish we'd get old Moody out here, you know. Introduce him to some West Texas, Eastern New Mexico style.
Well, we're coming more than likely. I know that we haven't paid yet, but ours is one of those. We're one of those last minute people. We just fly by the seat of our handle, and you know whatever happens, happens. And I told Don earlier, I was like, we're gonna register two teams. One will be mine. One will be his. Just because.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, you're jumping off in it, are you, girl?
I'm coming up with a name, and John said earlier he thinks we should be Twisted X, and I said there's many X teams around here, but you know whatever.
There's already Twisted X.
Is there? I told him that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
is
I will figure
X.
something out. I'll figure something out. But I want to cook just because of the prize money, and this is going to be one of the only ones I get to go to that I don't have to judge or help or promote or something.
So you're gonna have to get you a pit too, huh?
I'll just take the Weber. I got a Weber. I'll just take it. I'll figure it out when I get there.
There we go. Here it comes. It's
coming. I have too many friends that'll be like, here, let me help you. Okay. I'll just beg for assistance.
I guess we're going to have to tell Johnny's probably in for an ass-whooping.
You what? What'd you say?
I said, I'm going to call John telling me he's in for an ass-whooping.
Yeah, well, he probably deserves one. So, or I do, one of the two.
Well,
I was calling in tonight, honestly, to tell everybody thank you for being at BrustFest. We had an amazing time. We had so many cooks, and you know, we couldn't do it without all you guys. And huge this year, and hopefully it'll be bigger next year. But if it is, we're gonna have to fight. I'm just afraid we have to move out of our venue, and I hate that. But we're getting too big for where we're at. So, and I don't like it that people have to park on the grass, even if they don't want to. You know, I mean, some of them were kind of forced to. Some of them parked there just because they wanted to, but some of them were forced, kind of like Mark. Mark was forced to an extent. And so I wanted to tell everybody thank you for coming to BrustFest. We had a great time. We raised $23,000 for a couple of days' work. That's not bad money. So anyways, but I want to tell all you guys, I love you all, and thank you for being there, and thank you for vending, and I hope you did good. So
we had a good time. I'll tell you, that's a little bit of an undertaking, doing every category that you have, and vending too. You kept me on my toes more than I've ever been kept on my toes all weekend. But I enjoyed it, and we had a great time. I mean, really did. I mean, my wife looked at me and was like, you're crazy, but, you know, it was for a good cause. And, you know, that's why we come down and do it. And I mean, you guys always put on a good contest, and I love it. And, you know, I love all you guys, too. I mean, it's, you know, that's a mutual deal. And you know, I hope everybody enjoyed it. You know, that's just, we'll be there next year. I mean, everything, God willing, I mean, I'll be there. And, you know, I've been there every year but one. And if I would have known about it then, I would have done it then. So.
Right. Well, going from 19 to 75 is pretty amazing in a four-year time period.
Well, like I said, I mean, you were 27, 28 teams the first year that, you know, I
No, the first year. The very first year. We had 19,
yeah.
And we were not sanctioned. The second year, we had 28. That's the year, first year you came.
Yeah, it was the first year I came. Yeah, because it was sanctioned, and, I mean, I seen it. I mean, that was the whole deal. I mean, you know, once you get a sanction, it's on the radar, and, I mean, you can see that stuff. And, you know, that's the way it works. I mean, you know, that's the hardest part about this stuff is that, you know, there are some great cook-offs that are not sanctioned cook-offs. And the problem is trying to get them promoted and to get that information out there to everybody. It's tough. So, you know, that's why I always encourage everybody. You know, no matter what sanctioned body or whatever, you know, get it sanctioned because, you know, there are some perks into that because it gets it on the radar and cooks can kind of see what's going on. And, you know, that's the whole deal. I mean, and y'all have done an amazing job with that cook-off. You know, we talked about that last year. I mean, you know, when this kind of blew up and I started doing the barbecue superstars deal and you guys come on, I said, look, I said, you're going to be vetted. And, you know, y'all had a great year. And, you know, that's the more that it gets out there to people and, you know, it's with all these cooks. I mean, it's going to be the same with Mark and them. I mean, they got the FBA involved in it, which is a great organization, and it's big. And there's been enough talk about it and enough promotion that they'll have a big contest. And, of course, it don't hurt to, you know, throw $30,000 out there, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That really doesn't hurt at all.
So,
no, but
you know,
I'm the type of person, though, that when I do something, I go all out. And if there is anybody who has any kind of, you know, this was great for this reason or that it was not great for this reason, I'm open for suggestions, 100%. I mean, the only gripe I got last year was pay more than first place on chicken breast and margaritas and the beans, and we did.
And you did that. I mean, you know.
And we take that into consideration, and next year we're going to find a sponsor to sponsor each of those categories so we can pay out more. We can pay, you know, first through 10th. That's what our goal is. You know, we go the next day. I mean, we end Breast Fest on Saturday night, and Sunday we're talking about what can we do for next year. And we work on it literally year-round.
Well, and just for you, what I was going to tell people is you paid out three places in beans, margaritas, and chicken breasts this year. And just, you know, just for the record, I mean, I was second place beans, and I paid out over $100 for a bean category.
Exactly.
You know, that's awesome.
And beans
that's an awesome
$1. And we provided the beans.
Yeah, they didn't cook their beans. I still got them beans.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, that's what a lot of people understand is that, you know, some of them categories, I mean, you know, it costs, what, $10 in or $10 or $20. I mean, you know, it's not a huge thing. And, you know, you jump off into some of them ancillary categories. I mean, now, I mean, you know, it takes some time and stuff like that. But, I mean, it can reward very well. And, you know, I enjoy cooking, you know. And that's the deal. I mean, you know, most of us, I would say that, you know, and I would say this to Jim and to Moody and stuff. I mean, that's why we do it, because we enjoy cooking. It's not about, you know, always winning money and being a team of the year and all that. I mean, those are all the perks that we get going to it, but we still love to cook.
We enjoy to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, all that, you know, it all helps. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, all those, and I mean, we love doing that stuff. And I mean, those are, I guess you would say the perks of doing it, and it makes it more memorable. It's something that we'll be able to talk to, you know, our grandkids or whatever, you know, 50 years from now when we can't remember much, we'll be able to look. It's like, yeah, you know, I remember doing that back in the early 2000s. You know, we went out here and we cooked, and you know, hell, I mean, that's what it's all about. But you know, the other part of that is too is all the fellowship, and then. It's like your deal here. I mean, and that's what a lot of these cook-offs are, is for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of people don't realize is that we raise a lot of money for cancer and, you know, whatever. I mean, just lots of different type organizations and needs and stuff like that. These cook-offs raise money for that and raise awareness and, you know, and like I said, then we get to fellowship. We get to fellowship with some of the greatest people out there that we ever get to. I mean, we get to do things that most people don't. We meet lots of people. They're always friends. And, you know, that's the other part of it. I mean, you know, it's a neat, it's a neat thing. And that's something that you don't see in a lot of sports, is that the camaraderie and stuff that we have as cooks, each other, you know, we all want to beat each other, but, you know, come, you know, on a Friday night when we all get there, or, you know, sometimes we have potlucks or whatever. We all get together, we eat, we have a good time. And, you know, and there's times that we, you know, we spend the Saturday nights and, you know, everybody gets together and sits around and, you know, gets fellowship and, you know, have a great time. And, I mean, that's the other part of this.
Well,
there's a lot more to that than what a lot of people do.
Who's an
Go
example,
ahead.
Lance? Here's an example at Breast Fest, okay? I'm cooking along, okay? 7 o'clock in the morning, my generator quit running. Couldn't get it to run. Fooled with it. Across the road is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Freeman from Amarillo, Texas, that I'd never
Alan
met
Freeman.
Before. Okay, I'd yep. never met before in my life, okay? He comes over and said, "Boys, looks like y'all are having hell with that generator." I said, "Yes, Mr. Freeman, we are." He said, "Well, you're in luck. I got a spare one. Let's come over and get it." He loans us a generator. so that we don't die in that heat over in that hole known as Buffalo Lake, where you can't hardly get a breeze. Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, that right there is, yeah, it's dog eat dog once you turn that tray in, okay? Everybody's there to win, okay? And rightfully so, it's a contest, okay? But up until you turn that box in, okay, everybody, like Mr. Freeman, hey, boys, I got an extra generator over here. Why don't you come get it, okay? You know, it's helping each other, and the camaraderie you're talking about, you can't put a price on. That's just like I've been following FBA all year, okay? It's been dog-eat-dog for that team of the year deal, okay? But you can tell by reading the different posts and things on Facebook, okay, them guys are thicker than thieves as far as friendships.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah,
and this
happened this weekend. Me and Matt Barber, we were interviewed. This was after turn-in. We were interviewed by the local TV station, and she said, you know, you guys are like, you know, hanging out, you know, joking around with good buds and stuff. I'm like, it's not like any other sports where, you know, we hate each other. But I said, from 11 to 2, you know, we're serious, but, you know,
yeah.
Other than that, you know, we're – really good friends, and that's where, you know, with Lance was saying, I've met some I'll call friends for life just because of barbecue. You know, people I can eat with every week.
You know, and here's the other deal about that is, you know, you go to awards. This is something else that I feel is very unique, and I mean, you know, with most of them, I mean, you have a few of your, you know, you have your few rotten apples, but you know. The deal with that is that, you know, you cheer each other on. I mean, you know, it may not be you walking, but you're cheering the other ones to walk. And,
yeah.
You know, I think that's another one of awesome things that, you know, you don't see that a lot. You know, it kind of goes back to a little league and stuff like that where they make them shake hands when they walk, you know, off that field. You know, yeah. That there to me is that, you know, you may not like the outcome. I mean, and none of us like losing. I mean, and you'll never meet anybody more competitive than me. But on the same token, I'm proud to know all my buddies and stuff like that are walking and doing good. And, I mean, if I have a bad day, I have a bad day, you know. But I'm proud of them doing what they've done.
But there is nobody in the cooking community that has a louder scream than Christy Moore. When her daughter wins first place.
Really? That was a pretty proud moment for
us.
I'll tell you that.
My daughter got second place, and I was so super excited. And of course, I'm out there giving the award, so I can't scream. And Lexi won, and I heard just this, you know, outrageous screaming noise. And I'm like, okay, well, I know who that was.
She's had so many second places, and you know, I was scared to death. I mean, because you know, I went through all my Dutch oven books, and you know, I'm looking for something, you know, that, you know, a 10-year-old can cook and to accomplish. And you know, like I said, it was a tough deal because you know, that part usually gets left with me. You know, it's kind of figuring something out, and. I thought, man, dessert. I mean, what in the world for a 10-year-old? I mean, you know, you want to give it a outdoor element to it, you know, grilling or something to that side of it. It's like, man, what do you do? And, you know, and I run Dutch ovens and stuff like that a lot. And you know, so, you know, in my head, it was something, you know, Dutch oven related that, you know, gave us that outdoorsiness. And because it had to be cooked on site. And I went to all those books and everything, and I threw them all down, and I'm sitting there on the couch, and Kurt's looking at me, and he's like, well, you know, what are y'all going to do? And I was like, I don't know. I really don't know on this one. I mean, you guys got me on this one. And I was sitting there, and
I called
what?
You before I called, before we even
yes.
put it on Facebook, before
I know.
We talked
and I mean,
about
and
it, anybody,
and I
called you.
The whole time. Yes, you did.
And I said, come on, bring it. And you got mad. You were like, are you kidding me, Jennifer? What are we
dessert.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, You know, because I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. So, you know, I mean, that's where I go. And you threw that at me, and I'm like, oh, what are you trying to do to me, girl? And, but, you know, I was sitting there, and I don't know what popped in my head, why it popped in my head, and I was like, oh, how about funnel cake? And Chrissy looked at me, she's like, funnel cake, you know, that might be all right. And I was like, yeah, I don't have any better ideas. Well, it's Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night. I mean, I special ordered a deal in from Amazon where she had a little kit, you know, with a little ring and all of that to where she could work it, you know, for the Dutch oven and stuff. And so it showed up at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, so we hadn't even practiced. I mean, literally, we were practicing at the cook-off. She did 4 or 5 funnel cakes. At the cook-off, we picked the one that looked the best and went with it. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, and you had, what, 24, 27 cooks, whatever it was? I mean,
24,
that was a big
kiss
to you. Yeah, that's a big kiss
mm-hmm.
to you. And,
but
so
all
when
of them
people
did, it was so unique because they all
oh,
did
yes.
neat,
so
the neatest things.
Stuff.
I mean, we had a little three-year-old, Kinley Green, that entered, and she did some kind of s'mores thing that her mom was like, we literally let her put a s'more on, you know, a marshmallow on there, and she does a s'more. And of course a three-year-old can do that. You know, she's got to be supervised, but she did it all by herself, and it was ugly as hell. And she didn't place, but she had more fun doing that. And that's what gets yeah. these kids drawn in, and that's our upcoming cooks. You know, that's
yes,
what everybody has to understand,
is
we are training these kids to come up and into the world and do it.
Well,
my little boy, which you think, you know, quote-unquote men like to do this more than women, my little boy could care two shits less about cooking anything. He wants to go play on his, you know, his cars and his bike
sure.
and whatever. My daughter, who is almost 11, is like, Dad, let's make some ribs. You know, I mean, she gets into it more than he does. And it's so funny
yeah.
to watch her because she gets into it big time and she takes everything she does very serious. And she always tells John, let me help you. I'll make your food better. Let me help you, which she does. We give him hell all the time because when she entered her very first contest, she did better than him. But, you know, I mean, she's very diligent and she's very
well.
Intimate.
And, you know, it's like we talked about. I mean, when y'all get your first kids cute, you know, and, you know, something John and I talked about, I mean, you know, we've always let Christy or Lexi do her deal. I mean, you make them do it. You know, you help them out, you know, with the knives and the fire, and, you know, something, you know, it could hurt them or something like that. But, you know, that, you let them do it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, I grew up, we butchered all our own animals and everything. And, of course, I grew up hunting and stuff like that. And that was something that, you know, happened very young with me was that, you know, if you're big enough to kill a deer, then you're big enough to learn how to take care of that deer do the process. I mean, you may not be able to pick it up and everything like that, but, I mean, you know, they make you do those kind of deals. And, you know, I go back and look at that end of it, and, you know, that's the problem that we have with a lot of things nowadays is that, you know, and we look back, I mean, you know, we would say, well, you know, we want to do more for our kids than what was done for us. And, you know, that's just that, you know, natural graduation in that. But on the same side of that is that some parts of that has hurt because, you know, all of a sudden they don't
that's
know how to do it.
That's what's ruining the world.
So
that's what's ruining the world is that people do too much for their kids to the point where they're not responsible for what's going on and
that's it.
They're not responsible for what they need to accomplish in life.
That's the deal. And, I mean, you know, that's where something that comes in. It's not to be mean or anything to that nature. It's just that, you know, if they want to be involved in it, they want to do it, then, you know, okay. I will help you with the stuff that needs to be helped with, but you're going to do it. And, you know, that to me, that's the great thing about it, and it's a great education thing for kids. This deal that Mark's doing, that's how that is that this is something that those kind of kids don't get to do. I am ecstatic about being a part of that and being able to help someone that doesn't get to do something like that, you know, generally in life. be able to do that kind of stuff, because, I mean, that, to me, that, you know, I like those kinds of things, and I think it's an important thing, because, you know,
absolutely,
those kind of hills, they'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
And
you know,
if I can help in any way, I will. I mean, if there's anything, Mark, if you need me to do anything at all, I have a bunch of breast fest cups left over that if I need to bring those to them as little prizes or gifts, I am more than happy to do that for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, bring them on. We'll let the kids have them. Basically,
it's,
what
it's
we're
12
gonna
of them, right? Is that what you said, 12?
Yeah, just 12. 12 kids is all we're going to do this year. What we've ordered as far as trophies for those kids is you won't remember Jennifer because of your age, but Bob's big boy. Do y'all remember?
Bob's
y'all
too?
Remember? I remember Bob's big boy. Now you see
the
Bob's
big boy.
Bob's big boy.
The Bob's big boy, okay, he's holding up a hamburger in his right hand. Well, we have found enough Bob's big boy piggy banks, okay, where they're holding up where Bob's holding up the hamburger, and that's what we're gonna give him babies as a trophy.
That is spectacular.
Now, I have what came in the, a lot of people don't know this, but what came in the, it was a big cup, just a cup you can drink out of, but then inside of it had like a, what was it, Orleans? We had a little paddle ball stick thing.
Yeah,
we had some blow up
there,
little balls. We had tattoos. We had little stick on mustaches. Of course, everything's pink because it's breast cancer, but they're not going to care. You know, and we can't use them again. I mean, obviously, there's not enough for next year, so I would be
well. Yeah,
if
you want to make up a dozen goodie bags for the babies, that'd be great.
Yes, absolutely. I will do that.
Yeah, that'd be marvelous. Thank you very much.
And
you know,
ham,
like, Mark.
The reason that we're doing hamburgers, okay, is because, number one, I felt like that would be something possibly that as an adult, maybe that child would attempt to cook. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, everybody eats a hamburger, and
yes.
You know, we don't know if them children will develop enough to cook a hamburger on their own, okay, but we do know, okay, that number one, they very seldom get any kind of opportunity to do what we're talking about doing, and then also, too, who's to say that when they get a little older, maybe they can't cook a hamburger for themselves. That's kind of what my hopes are. But, you know, like I say, we just felt like it would be a unique twist on the kids' queue to have what we're calling a special queue. And, you know, maybe a half a dozen contests next year will say, you know what, this folks out in New Mexico had a good idea. We believe we'll try it. You know, maybe it'll spread. That's what our hopes are.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you know, this is the new twist on the you know, like Special Olympics, but I mean, we're gonna put it in the kid side of it. I think that's a neat ideal. And,
well, I
so.
Appreciate it, Lance. And like I say, we've been thinking out of the box on this from the get go. Okay, I've had you can't believe how many times I get questioned why the FDA. Okay. All right. We've been trying to think outside the box. You know, we've been trying to think outside the box on this from day one. I mean, you know, first year event was $30,000 prize money. That's outside the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
that's amazing.
FBA in New Mexico. That's outside the box. So in the spirit, of the kids' queue, we thought outside the box. We're going to have a special queue. So
now,
I'll warn y'all now. We thought outside the box as far as the trophy. Okay, we thought outside the box on the presentation. Okay.
What do you mean on the trophies? I haven't heard about that.
Well, no, yeah, you won't hear until you get here. Okay, that's top secret information, okay? But the trophies are really unique.
Did you like my trophies? Were they fun?
I don't know. I don't know, darling. I didn't ever get close to one. You got to finish in the top 10 to get close to a trophy, sweetie.
Well, mine were fun. They were metal. They were just what
metal
they were
art.
Was. Yeah, they were metal art, but then that.
Yeah,
like, what,
I mean,
what
I said. I mean, I was being funny, okay? But yeah, I seen them on Facebook. They look real nice, okay? But ours is definitely outside the box. Okay?
Oh, hell.
Okay. I mean, we have.
So it's not a belt buckle or something
well,
like
no,
that.
No, ain't no belt buckle, and it ain't no ribbon.
Okay.
I will tell you this, okay? If you finish in the top 10 in any meat category or in the overall, you're going to get a bank bag filled with cash.
How do you like that?
Well, see, that's why I'm taking my
Weber,
because I'm just going to throw some shit on there, and I'm going to try like hell.
Well, there you go, girl. That's how you get started. And then the next thing you know, you're buying a big rig. Okay, that's how we all
got started. Yeah, then I got sponsors, and I would be like Junior Reyes.
Well, like I say, I wear my sponsor's britches for the most part. But, you know, that's how it gets in your blood, Jennifer. You start small and you grow. I mean, it took me a long time to get the rig I got.
And after that, there's no turning back.
No, there's not. You're exactly right, Jim. It ain't nothing but full steam ahead.
You can't get out. Even if you wanted to, you can't get out.
I mean, it's as bad a habit as any habit there is, but that's how you get started. But no, we're thinking outside the box. I'll give you all this much more information because you're all on the program tonight. Brinks Truck will be bringing in the money bags for the presentation with Orange Guards.
Hey, that last
thing.
Can't wait.
Are you doing an opening ceremony where you, you know, pledge allegiance and national anthem and all that stuff?
You know, I've seen you do that, and I think it's fantastic, okay? I really do. And it's not, being honest with you, it's not something we've given a lot of thought to. I realize we're 3 weeks out, okay, but we have spent a lot of effort, okay, on lining up golf carts, okay, because we don't want to get nobody run over at the turn-in area, okay. kind of like me and my grandson's dodging golf carts as guys come screaming in there from across the lake.
Sorry.
Well, you can't help that, darling. No, I mean,
ours is a little crazy. We just have a lot of fun.
The turn-in area is absolute danger. If you're getting toward the end of the window, but
a lot of people were pulling in instead of paying attention to the turn-in. They were waving at Daryl. I'm going to blame it all on Bill.
Well, the other part of it is, okay, if you're on that side of the lake, okay, and you didn't think to bring a golf cart, okay, you're in your four-wheel drive pickup trying to get the turn in.
Babe, I put you as close to the turn in as I could.
Oh,
when you told me what was going on,
I was catering to
Mr. Mark Bateman. Bowing down, going, here you go, babe. Here is your spot.
I'm not talking about where I parked. I'm talking about guys sliding in their four-wheel drives trying to get their turn-in in on time.
That was Robert Sierra. You can call him.
What we've done is we've aligned. We've got golf carts, and we've got folks to drive them in case you're a little far from the turn-in area. But besides that, they're responsible for hauling off your trash and bringing ice to you. And things of that nature.
We each have our own little butler?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's exactly right. There'll be one junior college baseball player assigned to every five teams.
Can I request a cute one?
Yeah, you can keep you. But you got to remember, Jennifer, okay, you got to feed him.
That's fine. I don't know if I can cook, but I'm going to try.
Well, like I say, but we've thought about that kind of stuff more than we have opening ceremony, and we have spent a lot of time on the closing ceremony. Other than hot-dogging a little bit with the Brinks truck and all that, I expect to have a one-hour ceremony. You know, we're going to be straight, direct, to the point, in and out of there is kind of what our goal is. Of course, unlike y'all, we don't have three or four ancillary meat categories, and we don't have 50-50 raffles, and we don't have golf carts we're auctioning off or green eggs or any of that kind of stuff. Ours is just going to be kind of straight and to the point.
I'll do 50-50 for you.
No, we don't care nothing about that. We may
it's
have
simple. Are we going to be able to, the ones of us that want, are we going to be able to stay there Saturday night, or how's that working, Mark?
Say that again.
If we decide to stay over Saturday night, I mean, is that a problem? Can we still stay there, or do we have to be out?
It's not a problem, Lance, but what we're going to do is we're going to ask you when you pull in. Because if you're staying Saturday night, we're going to put all the Saturday night stairs over there in the same neighborhood. Because and try to clear that parking lot out as good as we can by about 7 o'clock or so that you know, the Saturday night people will be in one location and it'll be easier for security and all that kind of stuff if all the Saturday.
Yeah, I just say about a lot of us, and I don't know about Jim and them, you know, if they'll say, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be staying there Saturday night. My trailer will be there,
yeah.
So.
I mean, the time we get done and everything, I mean, 200-mile trip for me, I'm probably not going to love it.
I understand totally, okay. And like I say, if we put all y'all together this Saturday night stairs, okay, there's more safety in the crowd. Okay, and instead of y'all being scattered all over that parking lot, you know what I'm saying? If I put you Saturday night stairs over there together, it's easier to keep an eye on y'all, and it's easier for y'all to keep an eye on each other as well.
You might want to have more than one keep eye out on people, because Lance tries to invite homeless people to your camp sign. I don't know
what
all
mean,
happened with that.
I didn't invite any of people to all set up my camp.
The only bad thing about Lance is that air horn.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to find that damn switch to that stupid thing. I hate that air horn. I'm going to fall under that trailer and pull every cord that I find.
There ain't no cords to it, girl. You're going to have a hard time with that.
I'm going to get off of here. Folks, I'm going to get off of here. Mr. Jim, y'all be real safe getting here. We're thoroughly excited to have y'all. Jennifer, we look forward to having y'all. And, of course, Lance, I think me and you're going to spend some time together before then. But always
yes, sir,
a pleasure being on, you know, always a pleasure being on your show. I guess the next cook for Putz Butz is we're going to Weatherford, Texas, and we're entered in the steak cook-off there. We're going to go steak cook-off, go do that last weekend of the month, and then we're going to team up with you over at Red Raider. But any questions or anything, y'all give me a holler. Anything we can do to make your trip here easier, we're about doing. Y'all be safe getting here, and we sure look forward to seeing all of you in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Hey, Mark,
I can't wait.
I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you entered on my Facebook page, Hot Off the Grill, on what kind of boots you think Junior wears?
No, I haven't. The only thing I could think of was wore out.
Well, yeah, but that's not a brand. You should go in there and guess, because if you win, you get all that stuff from him and stuff from me, so it's always good.
I already won it.
You have, Lance, you have not. Quit talking shit.
I did.
You have not.
No, I mean, he left his boots in my trailer.
No, he didn't.
He did. Yeah, I mean.
Are you lying?
I don't know what y'all mean. I don't.
And, Mr. Jim, if you can drag a few more of them Florida boys with you, you can let them know we're going to put out the red carpet, and we'd love to have them.
Okay, I'll work on it. We've been talking some, so don't be, like I said, don't be surprised if we more of us don't show up. So they're trying to get their ducks in a row, and I'm excited. I think all of us down here that's coming out, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Well, good. Well, y'all be safe getting here, and good night, folks.
Will do. All right.
Guys, man. Jim, like I said, I want to say congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, two awesome accomplishments this week. I mean, you know, one part of it, you know, I'm a big part of Barbecue Superstars. you know something I haven't been able to accomplish yet on that part of it. So, you know, hats off there, buddy.
Thank you.
You know, and we're going to have Daryl. Daryl will be there in Hobbs. They'll be out there. So we'll get together and we'll get on with Daryl and talk a little bit about that. And man, and you know, number two, you know, like I said, you're a sponsor of Westex Pitmasters, and I appreciate it greatly. You got some pretty good stuff, buddy. I mean, I've done pretty well with it this year, even out here in Texas. You know, I'm kind of throwing it to them, and you know, I like that, and you know, so. You know, I always say it's kind of neat when you take something from, you know, a whole other part of the country and you introduce it into a different place, and it does well. I mean, that's something.
It does well, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely been a help for me, and just even, you know, the teams have been using it. You know, I've sold around the country, and we actually shipped a bunch of stuff to the UK a couple weeks ago, so it'll be in the UK. So,
do you have it in Lubbock? Can you
buy it here? Oh, yeah, you can
go.
Can
you buy it in Lubbock? Outdoor
show? No, you can buy it online.
You can go online. There's several barbecue. There's several places you can go. The easiest way to go to my website, sweetsmoke.com. You can actually buy it off my website, or there's a page on there that shows you what online retailers are selling it or stores.
Or you can come see Lance, you know, and he might share a little bit of whiskey. You know, depends on, you know.
I don't know. Lance is my friend.
Jennifer, I'll just bring you a bunch of product out in about 3 weeks. I'll let you.
You want to help me with my non-team name? Like I'm just cooking by myself for the first time ever because I want to win $30,000. But you can help me.
Okay. Let me. I'll think about it and I'll let you know.
I might have some money with you, maybe.
Oh, we're already buying.
If you want to call into my show, it's going to be on Thursday, and we're going to talk about what kind of boots Junior Urias wears.
I thought you already won that, though. I mean, it's a done deal. He left his boots in my trailer.
Well, you just don't cheat like that, Lance. If that was the case,
that's not
you cannot
cheating. I just want to think
it
that
is. That's all I got going for my show right now. I have like 15 people that want to be on my page just because of that deal, and it kind of makes me laugh because I'm just like, I have to get some big wig like that on my show for anybody to listen.
Well, it's a lot of people listen. Jennifer's a good girl. Like I said, we met through the breast test, and you know, she called in my show several times, and that's kind of how we got to know each other. And they took off cooking this year, and they, matter of fact, they use my rub a lot. And there's days that they whip me with my rub, and they are. Yeah, those things happen.
We're good friends.
Oh, that is it. And so, and like I said, I mean, that's what this is all about. I mean, it's all about, you know, fellowship, friends, cooking, and, you know, all the other perks.
A good time.
You know, stuff like that. Yes, absolutely. So, but Jim, I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Lance. I can't, like I said, I can't wait to, you know, get out there in 3 weeks to finally meet you.
I might even save, you know, that weekend. You know, I've kind of gone to the Duck Dynasty side of lice here about the last month. My wife's about to kill me, but I think it's been kind of funny, so I've been kind of staying there. And, you know, we've been married for 18 years, and she's never seen me with a beard. She's threatening me right now, like, I'm going to shave it off. But, you know, so every day I wake up, I still got it, so I'm still good. But, no, I am. I'm looking forward to getting out here with a bunch of you guys from Florida. And man, we're just going to have a good time, buddy. We're going to have
it'll be a good time.
We'll have to experience some. You're going to come right in the peak time for green chili at a New Mexico. I don't know if you like spicy stuff, but
spicier the better for me.
Okay, well then, by golly, I mean, you know, where I come from. Well, a lot of people don't know about this. I guess I'll tell you. I'm from New Mexico originally, so I'm a transplant into Texas for about 20 years. And so, you know, I love green chili and stuff like that, and, you know, there ain't nothing better. So we'll definitely have to find some of that kind of stuff, and we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, I like green chili, so I can't wait.
Yes, sir. So, well, guys, it's been a great night. We've lived up to another number one Texas barbecue show. Hopefully in the stats a little bit ago, and we were kind of blown out of the water as usual. And,
are you number one?
Yeah, I'm number one girl in Texas.
Well, what the hell do I need to do, damn it?
I don't know.
Hey, Jim, you want to come on my show?
how much money you got? You know?
Sure, I'll come on your show. Just let me know.
Oh, on Thursday. It's Thursday night.
Yeah.
Don't mistake it for the other Thursday night show, because it's me. But
I'm Jennifer, and I'm the other Thursday night show. Is that what you're trying to say?
Something
as far
like
as I'm concerned, you're the only show on Thursday night as far as I'm concerned. So,
aww. Well, I love you too, Liam.
There you go. So, anyways, guys, I'm going to get off here too. I appreciate everybody coming on.
Thanks for
having
me.
Anytime, buddy, anytime. And I said congratulations. I mean, that's a hell of a job that you've done. And
thank you.
You know, man.
Yeah, now I can rest for a couple weeks, and I have to get back on it, and, you know, I'm back out in the house. So.
Yeah, no, that you're good for a day or two.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Moody, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I tell you what, this is what we're gonna do real quick. I'm gonna let everybody give a shout out. Oh, we'll start with you, Moody, and then Jim and Jennifer. You know, how people can find you or follow you, or if you want, you got a website that you want to promote your product, let's do that. How's that? And we'll start out with old Tortoise Key there. And,
yes, sir.
And Jim. Okay.
All right, man. Lance, I appreciate you having me on the show. Congrats to your daughter winning Kiss Q in her first GC. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, that's pretty badass. Jimmy, you won FBA, man. That's a hell of an accomplishment. You came pretty damn close last year, which was, you know, quite an accomplishment as well. But
I was on a mission this year.
That's right, and you slapped the shit at him. That was good to see you close that out. But
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, and Jim, just go out there to New Mexico and just show them what's up, man. You know, you and Rube.
I'm planning on it. I'm going to show them how to cook some good Florida barbecue.
That's right. I'm sure the flavor profile, you know, I think they got maybe the upper hand just, you know, living out in West Texas and whatnot, but represent, like, I know you will. So, Lance,
thanks,
I appreciate it, man.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime, man. And like I said, Moody, I appreciate you coming on. And congratulations on your reserve grand this weekend, too.
Oh, hey, and no BS. We use Jim's stuff. We use it in our brisket and his new beef juice. And we used his pork injection in our pork. And it was literally our last two contests, the most unbelievable big meats we ever cooked. You know,
there you go.
You got
and
right,
I didn't even have to tell you that. Say that, right, Blake?
Well, the check cashed. So we're good. But no bullshit. Yeah, Jim.
It's good.
Unbelievable product.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I used the beef juice last weekend, and my wife thought that was probably one of the best produce I've ever cooked. And I can't remember if we were on Final Table or not, but it. I mean, like I said, I need to do some tweaking on my end of it, but I mean, I like it. I like the hell out of it. And Jennifer, you can't use it yet. I'm sorry. You know, we're gonna sustain you from that for a little bit. I will let you know when you're allowed to use it. Okay.
I'm pretty resilient.
How do
I? I said I'm prettier than you, Lance.
Hey, you might be prettier, but you don't have the beet juice. So, there you go. All right, Jim.
I appreciate it, Lance. Call the good one.
Anytime, buddy.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Do you want to go to any of my products, or if, like I was saying earlier, you don't have to order them online on my store, but I do have, you know, other retailers carrying it. So my website's sweetsmoke2.com. All my products on there. If you need to get a hold of me, you can get up Facebook, Jim Elser, or go to my Sweet Smoke 2 page and, you know, send me a line or something if you need anything or want, you know, some tips or tricks on how to use the pork juice or the beef juice. You know, I've been known to give a few tips out here and there. And then for all your listeners out there tonight, for this week, starting tomorrow, if you use the code Texas, I'm going to give 20% off everything on my on the website.
Okay,
if you haven't tried it, just use the checkout code. Just type in Texas. So starting tomorrow till next Sunday.
There you go. Except for you, Jennifer. You just type in Jennifer.
And thanks again, Lance, for having me on. Like I said, I can't wait to in 3 weeks and head out your way.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all be careful. Like I said, I appreciate you very much coming on. And, congratulations, man. Hell of a job. Hell of a job.
Thanks.
And,
thanks.
Yeah. And so we'll talk here in a few weeks.
All right. Talk to you guys. You guys have a good night.
All right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Jen.
Okay, my show is on Thursday nights. It's 8 Central Time to 9 Central Time. We don't do a two-hour show because we don't have a whole lot to talk about besides Junior Race's boots. If you know the brand that he wears, go ahead and try to enter the contest. You get some special treats from him or from me or both. And I'm looking forward to meeting everybody too at Hobbs. And I am going to cook. Or I'm going to try anyways. That doesn't mean anything. But, you know, with all these special rubs, hey, I might win first place. I might win a grand champion. So it's going to be fun. And I am way super-duper proud of your daughter winning first place. I wouldn't have been more proud if it would have been my kid. So
I know you.
Never.
The expression on your face was priceless in some pictures. It was, it was one of those moments that I was scared.
Nobody
to death.
Will forget.
I was scared mm-hmm. to death. And, how it is. I mean, you play a part in that. And mm-hmm. you know, you want your kids to do well. And if they don't do well, I mean, you take it personally, too. I mean, even though she did it, I mean, it's like, I was like, good Lord.
So, the greatest thing is if I could record what we talked about and you said, oh, my God, dear Jesus, Jennifer, what the hell did you have to do this to me? And then getting your kid win first place would be like the whole, it would go viral.
Well, I guarantee you have you made me think outside the box on that deal. I mean, I did.
I challenged
did
you and you met the challenge, friend.
So I appreciate y'all, and like I said, we did. We had a good time. Bending,
that's
I learned a lot this weekend, and I learned a lot more about that. And you asked me if I could handle it by myself. Yes, we can do it. But it is a learning thing, and I mean,
You know, hopefully next year you'll invite us back on that end of it, and you know, I'll have a little bit better idea of what to do and know where to go with it, and you know.
Well, I had nothing but compliments on your food, and I ate the food. I ate the pulled pork sandwich, and it was delicious, like usual. So, you know, the only thing that I have heard requested was next year make the beans, because, you know, my son, for some reason, loves
the beans. Well, I had beans. I had plenty of them. All he had to do was come down there and ask.
Well, he wasn't there on Saturday.
Oh, well, But, yeah, no. You know, those kind of deals, I mean, yes. Now, what you could do for me, if you get a chance, and I want you to be perfectly truthful, but you can go on to Yelp or Foursquare or both, and give me a review. That's my next deal I've been working on, and, you know, that's kind of where I'm going. I'm wanting to try to get on the Texas Monthly side of it. And it takes work.
So can I say, I do not know what the hell's up with this ugly-ass beard of his, but his food's good? Can I put that?
Do what now?
I said, can I say, I don't know what's up with this ugly-ass beard, but his food's good?
Okay. The beard's looking pretty good.
I'm sorry. I take Chrissy's side on that.
I'm enjoying it. You know, she comes home every week with a short haircut. That's what I told her. I said, keep it up. I said, I'll show you. So I'm showing her. I grew a beard.
Oh, it's a challenge.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I said, quit cutting your damn hair off, and maybe I'll quit growing a beard.
That's okay. Jace, John got called Jace at my kid's school last year more than one time. So when he did his whole grow the shit out, wore his beanie everywhere and went, and we got asked several times if he was Jace. From Duck Dynasty, and I was like, no, because if he was Jay's, we would have money, a lot of it, and we don't.
Yeah.
But he'll give you his autograph.
There you go.
So.
That's it. I mean, that's where we are. And so, well, we'll see. But
well,
thanks for calling
good.
In,
and
you have a good week. Anytime,
okay.
Girl. And
have
a good week.
I'll
and,
announce the winner. I'm going to see if you're the winner because I think you're lying about his boots. But I'm going to announce the winner Thursday on my show, Hot Off the Grill.
Well, I'm supposed to be going. I might go to Lubbock Wednesday night and get all my food for this weekend. So I may be able to call it Thursday night. So I'll call it personally that way I can claim a prize, you know.
Well, the problem is that nobody knows my phone number because it's everybody thinks I'm the same as you guys, and I'm not. I'm different. I'd be different.
You're 646.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you know what I've told you, if you'll post it on my page, then I'll share
okay,
it.
That's
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well,
you know, I mean, you got that open invitation there. Throw it out there, and I'll do what I can to help.
Everybody else does.
What do you mean everybody else does?
You know what I mean. I can't talk shit. You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. He kind of sucked up a little bit tonight. So,
how many people were at Slayton this weekend? Do you know?
Do you want to know?
I'm curious. How many people were at Slayton?
Slayton, I don't know. I know a couple years ago when that happened, it was about 10 teams. It was unsanctioned. I did not know. I know that Stan and I know Stan won it. I don't know if. Well, and I was going to say, I don't know if they cooked the different teams this weekend or not. You may know that. Did they?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
No, they were all winning.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
She texted me and said Stan was spot on. So maybe it was Stan's just him.
Stan's wondering. I mean, Stan was holding that up, and Jock's holding some other stuff up. So I don't know if they cooked separately or what. But, I mean,
I'm super proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they kicked ass, and you know, I don't think they had it last year before they were, like, reserved. But, you know, it's like, I don't know, 10, 15 teams. I know a bunch of them went to Seymour this weekend. Bobby Ragland Randy Shannon then went to Baylor. I mean, to
Did you see their
Seymour.
Pictures?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of them pictures. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty typical.
I love Randy Shannon.
Yeah.
I have a handful of teens that I just absolutely adore. And, of course, you're one of them. But Randy Shannon's one of them, too. He cracks me up. He makes me laugh so hard. And no matter how stressed out I get at breastfest, he gives me a hug and he says, You're doing fine. You're doing fine, babe. You're great.
No,
you know, he encourages me and he keeps me going.
And that's where the cops showed up. I mean, they showed up in the right places. Sure, they showed up at his place. And hey, if some, you know, somebody passed out your driveway, you're like, well, hell, I don't know him.
I still don't know what happened.
Classic Shannon, right there.
I think Mark Bainman might regret putting all of us together in one spot.
Yeah, it might happen.
Scary.
Hey, we'll
is
get off here and call me real quick. I'm going to tell you a couple of deals. Call me.
All right,
guys. Well, thanks for everybody joining. Number one Texas blog radio show that we have. We're sitting in number one seat again. And I appreciate everybody coming on and joining in. Thanks for Blake Moody, Jim Elser, Mark Bateman, Angela Emerson, Jennifer Campbell. Thanks for everybody coming in. And, you know, we'll talk next week. Y'all have a great week, and, you know, go smoke something. So, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.